I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Hey, welcome into the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Net positive. This one's a net. What's more than a net positive? This one, yeah.
Net positive.
It was on the net. This is even on the gross, it's a positive.
Nice. That's huge.
This is everything a positive. Wow. Caleb Elliott's in the studio.
Yes, sir.
Alex Lagos on the ones and twos. Andrew is here. Also, we got our buddy Garrett is here.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. He's off. He's off. He's off mic and off camera.
Though. Moral support.
Yeah. So he doesn't get to say anything.
Boy, do we need it.
Yeah. But yeah, this
just
is just a full full lineup of dudes. You know all those memes about like podcasts. It's this.
Yeah. This is.
Hey, we should start a podcast.
Yeah. And the one guy goes, dude. So last weekend, and they go, oh, tell me about it. Yeah. tell us more, dude.
Come on, special Black History Month episode.
Oh, Caleb's in here. Caleb, we've had. I'm trying to think if we're diverse on our guests.
Yeah, you've had.
We've had women.
We have had women.
We've had multiple women.
Yep.
Already sounded bad. Honestly.
No. you're right.
We've had one, maybe, I think.
Nah, we had a bunch of women.
Yeah, we've had a few women.
And a bunch of, let's see.
Well, yeah, a bunch of what, John?
No.
Would you say you people? Is that what you just said?
You people. No, we've had a bunch of them in here. No. Sorry. Yeah. Caleb Elliott
is Caleb
here.
So we can make sure that we show that he's laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing. He's laughing. Caleb Elliott headed out on the road with us. We're filming this on Thursday. Mm-hmm. We're filming this on Thursday, February the 2nd.
Yep.
So we're about to go out on the road.
Yeah.
Caleb flew into town because the bus, we'd be loading that bus up.
Heck yeah, bro. Flight was crazy.
Was it?
Y'all got to get y'all airport.
Don't say, see, we just did y'all and then you did y'all. What is it?
I'm
the city?
Nashville, yeah, y'all airport.
I thought we just got it new, didn't we?
It's half new, half raggedy.
Oh, it's all right.
We're transitioning.
Why are you flying into the raggedy part?
That's the only part. It was Delta.
Oh,
I was on Delta.
Nah,
he's
gonna say
you're
on Delta. Dude. Well, what is the you could be you could give a better perspective racially about my shows.
Like, life or
about the shows.
Yeah.
What are my crowds like?
White.
No, don't say that. What do you mean?
Nah, you get a couple.
A couple of what?
Other races. But
in
it's
there?
Not enough. Yeah.
It's mostly
a
white.
It's a good demographic of America. It's probably 60-70% white.
My crowd?
Absolutely.
Oh, my crowd's like 100% white.
Yeah.
You saying America is 60-70% white?
Yeah, America's 60, yeah.
Well, how do we get, because we've talked about on this podcast, how to get more guys to listen.
Right.
And a lot of guys listen because we talk about like trucks and we start. Wow. How do we get more?
We talk about trucks. Why what do we talk about?
Sports. We talk about like fixing stuff.
Sports.
To try to get more guys. How do we get more black people at my shows?
I don't know. That's a great question.
You saying it's not going to happen?
I don't know. It's going to happen.
Bringing a guy with an afro should help. That should definitely be a step
up. We had an email from somebody from Africa one time.
Yeah, we did.
Remember? Goodness. And they followed up. They said there was a girl.
Oh, really?
No, her name was Goodness.
Oh, it was a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we assumed that was a guy.
She followed up because somebody goes, why you think it's a person named Goodness?
Yeah.
From Africa. An African native.
Yeah.
The name. He's like, hi, I'm Goodness from Kenya or something like
you
that.
You just skip
I'm gonna
black
mess that
people
up.
All together in America and just went straight to Africa.
You went to the source. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. This is when I'd hold up my opt-out sign right about now.
I'm not a part of it. Bro. We heading out.
Where are you going, John?
We're
going
the whole tour. Dude, Bowling Green this weekend and Cincinnati both sold out. Oh, that's last weekend. Never mind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to Saginaw, Michigan, Indianapolis. That one of those are sold out. Shipshawana both sold out.
Bro, which is the one where it's like mad Amish people?
Shipshawana, Indiana.
Oh, word.
Two shows just racked.
Yeah.
There's going to be horse and buggies outside.
That's crazy.
That people tie up to come to the show.
I got 10 minutes on iPhones.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be like, well, we don't get this one. Now we're going to Grand Rapids, Albuquerque, New Mexico, El Paso. We're going out to the West, the Midwest? What is that called? Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Southwest,
yeah. El Paso, Midland, Texas, Shreveport, Fort Worth. Then we coming back into our area, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Cleveland, Mississippi. That's the middle of nowhere, by the way.
Mm.
I don't even know where it is. And they just emailed this week, and they like you have basically we have a comp list of like 20 in every show. I have a, like a 20 person comp list.
Yeah.
And they just emailed and said, hey, are you going to fill these because we're going to sell them? Meaning like all the other ones are sold.
Great.
That's that's in the middle of nowhere.
That's huge.
Yeah. If we're selling out Cleveland, Mississippi, if we're coming to a big metropolitan city, I'm not even trying to do like a commercial, but like get tickets.
Yeah.
Get them.
They're gone.
Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Fayetteville, then April, Charlotte, Clear Lake, Iowa, also middle of nowhere, tickets are selling. Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Athens, Savannah, Augusta, and Asheville, North Carolina. We're not coming to Raleigh, dog.
Nah, not Boo. This league. That's all right. Fayetteville's close, though.
Fayetteville, what is that, like a military town?
Yeah, you got to come play golf. It's like 40 minutes from Pinehurst.
Yeah, we might have to do that if it gets warm enough.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, we might have to come through. Have you ever been down there?
Yeah, I go down there all the time.
No, you don't.
It's, I swear I do. It's like closer to my hometown. Oh, you should go skating there. J. Cole from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the black people are.
Okay. Right. Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, yeah. They call it Fayetteville.
What? Okay. Hey, dude, I'm tired of that, bro.
You call it that or they call it that?
Dog. They call it that.
Bro. Oh, they call it that. Yeah,
they call it Vietnam. My car got broken into in Fayetteville.
If I said that, I would be canceled immediately. He can say that. And everyone's like, oh, hilarious.
It's true.
Your car got broken into.
Yeah.
Dang.
I was at the skating rink and I parked on the side like an idiot.
The skating rink?
Yes.
At what age?
I was maybe in high school.
Okay, so you're, yeah.
Parking on the side is how you know you're going to get broken into?
Yeah, it was a skating rink.
Yeah. And they came, they took everything.
What did they have? They took your pogs?
This girl's. I was with a car.
Dating yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, pogs? He doesn't know what pogs are, bro.
You know what pogs are? You don't know what pogs are?
Bro, I know what pogs are.
I think I know.
Andrew, you know what pogs are?
No.
See, bro? They weren't on TMZ. Andrew has no idea what they are.
What is a pog? I think I know what a pog is, but if it's what I'm thinking.
No, it's not, bro. It's not what you think it is, dude. I promise.
I can't say it on the podcast.
I hooked up with this girl on spring break, and the doctor said I got pogs. Yeah. That's not what it is. That's not what it is. This episode's already wild, dude. But, I'll tell you this. Dude, we talked about this because we had Scott Stapp from Creed on here last week.
Awesome episode, dude.
Great episode.
I love that conversation.
So did I. Okay, we talked afterwards. I feel sometimes that this is a comedy podcast, and it gets too serious because I feel like with everything I've been through in my life, I want to go over there.
Yeah,
is that fair to say?
You want to go over there? What do you mean?
To sincerity and recovery or mental health or whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like I go there a bunch.
That we do sometimes though.
Sometimes,
yeah.
We just need to have like a hey. This is a comedy podcast. You need to hold up a sign. Yeah. Like, hey, two.
So now we'll have an opt-out sign, and then we'll also have this is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, if the topic you don't like, and then if it's getting too, you're like, hey.
Okay.
Should
I make them like really big?
Yeah, too much.
Yeah.
You know how they have like when you go to wherever they go, applause.
Yeah,
the
applause.
Oh, wrap it up?
Yeah.
Oh, no, better would be. Dude, would be like at the award ceremonies, you start playing some music. I was like, dude, you know what? Like, I was thinking, I was just getting back from my therapist, and there's like, damn. I go, oh, anyway, so, Mr. Beast goes to the library or whatever we're going to talk about. Yeah. Let's get to the news.
Goes to the library. Sounds like a children's book. Mr. Beast goes to the library.
But I did think about that last week because that's obviously, we have a lot, me and Scott.
Yeah.
A lot to discuss and a lot of things in common that I like to get to that stuff. But I was like, man, I'm going to make sure. I always in the back of my mind, because that's in our live show. It's just like sometimes Caleb's opening and I don't know what he's saying, but you know what I can hear? The laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just I'm in the green room, like down the hall, and I just hear like, oh, he's killing. Mm-hmm. I can hear it. And then Derek, our other opener, goes on and he's killing.
Yep.
I was like, I don't know what the words are, but he's killing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you're sitting in this pod and you're like,
Well,
I don't know. I think it's cool that we can get into that too, though, because your live show is laughs, and this is something that's different. And the fan base has loved the combo with Scott so far.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah. So it is a cool change of pace. But no, I'm with you though. We can have ring card girls come in and be like new topic.
Yeah, that's what we need. Yeah, we got five. Like on the pardon the interruption. Mm-hmm. It just has like a countdown.
Yes.
You only get to talk about Charles Barkley swearing on air for like another 30 seconds or whatever.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, next topic.
Yeah.
Hot show, though. Hot show. We're packed up here. Have you got any, I was going to ask you this because on the way over here, I was thinking, you got any wild post-show DMs from from my people.
Yeah, but it's always like to get to you. Like it's always like
doesn't matter, dude. Doesn't matter.
But yeah. It do. I got a lot. I got this one girl. She was like, "Do you think you could come with me to my like high school reunion?" It's not gonna be weird. They're gonna love. And I was like,
it's gonna be weird.
I don't know you. Yeah. Why are you?
If you say
to
it like that,
yeah.
Well, that's a compliment to a comic. If you think, hey,
yeah,
you know, like we always talk about that. Like, I want to have a beer with the Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, you think he's relatable enough by what he's saying that he'd be cool with you.
This one girl, you even know that joke I used to do about COVID.
Yeah.
The I don't know. I can say AIDS one.
Yeah, you could say it.
So I just don't want to get.
He said,
cut.
"Tell the joke for them."
I don't know. I can say the joke. Basically, it was like if I was to do, I'm gonna tell the premise of the joke. I don't want to do the whole bit. I would name COVID something different so that when more people get vaccinated, I would call it AIDS too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because that would then more people. That's a scary name.
Yeah, it's more.
This one scary, lady
AIDS the sequel.
Yeah. And then you got Delta AIDS because it would, you know, progress, right?
Yep.
This one lady DMs me. She goes, "Oh my gosh, you were so funny, but don't do the AIDS 2 joke."
No.
And I was like, "You don't get to." First off,
you don't get to.
2,000 people just laughed at that joke. Yeah, I don't know if you heard that.
They were all into it.
Yeah, everybody loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's like you don't get to talk back to the movie. Like that's not how this works.
That's
like,
a great way to say it.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, where to.
AIDS 2 is wild, bro.
I mean, it is wild. No, it is wild.
No, it's wild.
No, but hey, but to, you're allowed to think it's wild.
Yeah, exactly.
You are allowed to be like, think it's wild and be like, because some people, like literally every show, people DM me, they go, "Who were those two guys that opened for you? How do I find them on socials?"
Yeah.
Meaning, so you get like, if you really, what's the highest, the most rabid of a fan? Somebody that quits their job, follows you around.
Exactly.
Follows the tour bus around, lives in a camper, mm-hmm. and goes to every show,
right?
Every meet and greet, sign photo, like. And then there's, I didn't care about that opener,
mm-hmm. exactly.
So everybody
in between
is in between here somewhere. Yeah. So he goes, "Oh, I like that guy. I'm gonna keep an eye out for him."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
"Oh, I like that guy. Next time John comes, I hope he's on the show."
Yeah.
"Oh, I'm gonna follow that guy. Oh, I'm gonna he has a show in Raleigh. I'm gonna go to the show."
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to everybody's like in their level of commitment, which is, it's funny because what we were talking about at the beginning is we were down in Huntsville last weekend. I was prepping for the tour.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to fly anybody in.
Yeah.
So I had two other guys.
Yeah.
They were open, local guys.
Yeah.
They were opening.
And I texted Derek. I was like, "Bruh, time to start looking for another job, man."
What's funny about
John auditioning, bruh,
is everybody. Is coming for everybody's job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's people are coming for your job. People are coming from your job.
For sure.
For your job. For you, and my job.
Yeah.
And there's other, everybody, if you think you're devoid of.
You're not.
Yeah. And then like we make a podcast together and you produce it and you cut it up and make sure the guest all the stuff, if that starts to not.
Yeah.
Or if another guy goes, "Hey.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see a guy on the street." I mean, this wouldn't happen because we're very happy here. But he goes, "Hey, I'll do it for $500.
Yep.
And I'll do all the stuff that
you done, bro.
Yeah.
Let these microphones mess up.
Hey, have fun over there with that $500.
Yeah, that's what I would say, bro. If someone would say, "I'm not coming to your show, I'm going to," I go, "Oh, have fun over there."
Competition, man.
Always. Like somebody's coming for my job. Now,
don't you love that though?
I love it.
That's what makes you good.
Yeah,
because you have to be better.
Exactly. And I look at these like charts, these like podcast charts, and I go, "How do we get up there?
Yep.
How do we get up there?"
Which, by the way, we're climbing.
Oh yeah, we are. Hey, dude, we are climbing charts. Yeah. But if you think, I'm trying to think of something where you would be not. Every person is in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Either in relationships or in your way, every person. Is in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's life's a competition.
I'm trying to think of where you would not be, where it would not be.
Like where there is no competition?
No.
I don't know if that's anything. A thing.
But even if you're in like a committed, that's not a good example. I was like going to say like a committed relationship, but somebody like if you want to still.
Even still, if you start slacking like big time.
That's good. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're like, in it, but.
If I start really disappointing my wife over and over and over again, like she's going to be like,
"That's kind of wild."
But. Like I'm in, but like.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Yeah.
And even the top, the president, even if let's say you work at a job where they give you a, well, you know, the baseball players, like, you got like a 10-year, mm-hmm. $300 million deal.
Yeah.
Like,
you're right. And that, and
first year too, because I've heard that argument, like, you want them playing for contracts. Like, you want them.
Right.
Yeah.
That's why they have rookie deals. You put them on a rookie deal, they're making money. Yeah, they could be an all-star still, but like, they're still on a rookie deal.
And the rookie deal guy is cleaning up the towels. He's organizing his locker.
Yeah.
He's making sure he's getting on the bus. He's not, dude, I'm telling you, if you're the rookie on an NBA team, you are not the last person to the bus. Mm-hmm. You know who the last person is? Steph Curry.
Exactly.
LeBron. They'll wait for LeBron.
Yeah. They'll come pick him up.
Yeah. Hey, we're coming to your house.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they know what your contributions are. Yeah. But even if you're Tom Brady, he just retired. But the backup wants your job.
Yeah.
That's facts.
He
should. That's what makes it fun.
And you want my job.
Yeah. Not really, but.
He's like, not this one. Definitely not this one. Maybe the stand-up stuff. Yeah. Not this one, though.
But you want, but, and I want, there's other comics, like, we're all.
I even feel like on the lineup, I try to do, like, I'm not trying to bury Derek.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever could, but I'm trying to. You know what I'm saying?
But like, you should be.
And that's what makes it a good show.
And he's trying to bury me.
Exactly. And that's what makes it a good show.
Yeah, in
a,
like they said that the worthy adversary. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, I'm not trying to kill him. Mm-hmm. And if one of my buddies, like, let's say, like, Nate.
Yeah.
Is like a clean comic from the South. It was a lot of the same demographic. Mm-hmm. I want Nate. It's like Jordan and Larry Bird. You know, and they're, I'm not comparing either in the terms of
you basically did.
You definitely did.
No. Let's say.
No, yeah, you basically.
It's not as bad as the time you drew a parallel to Jesus. So you're right. This is a lot better.
LeBron, Kobe,
it's like
John.
I'm not comparing. You just did that. Yeah. That you want him to, if something. That's what we talked about this past. You don't want him to be, or like lose his voice box. Or you want to, you want to play in the NBA finals against the other team at 100%.
That's fine.
That's what all those guys say when they retire too. Like they all do their tell all stuff and they're like, I needed him. We needed each other because we both needed to continue to build each other up.
And that's me on this tour, y'all. Right. They need me.
Thank God.
To build them up. I keep them up.
Thank God you're there.
They'd be like, if you like, hey, we got like, there's comics that I know. That you go not Caleb, but you they've kind of got into their I tour in like small markets and I go to these markets every 2.5 years and it's the club brings the people and they haven't written a new joke in I know comics that have not written a joke in 10 years.
That's the veteran in the MLB that you're talking about. That's the veteran baseball guy who's I'm on a 10-year deal. But it's like, year eight,
and he can make a decent living.
Exactly.
Go out on the road.
Yeah.
On the weekend, 25 weekends a year. Mm-hmm. Go to his kids and his grandkids stuff. Why would you? Versus like, I don't know. You look at somebody like Elon or something like that, or like even Mr. Beast. We're like, dude, I'm the top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I still want more.
Yeah.
Because comedy's changed because it used to be able to do an act forever.
Yeah.
And now you gotta do new jokes.
Yeah. Oh, because you could get on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And then you would do 5 minutes there and there was no internet.
Exactly.
So you go to Cleveland, Ohio, Dayton, and then just do that forever.
Forever.
Why would you ever write a new joke?
Exactly.
What's the longest you've ever toured one set?
I mean, like a...
You're probably always
still got a joke.
Well, all right. Yeah, so if you...
I got a 10-year-old joke.
But you should. If you're coming up, you should just do your best stuff.
Yeah, because it works.
Yeah, because if people aren't... You just want to showcase your best. Every time you're in front of people, you want to do your best. So if I would go out in front of, let's say Jerry Seinfeld was like, come on the road, he would never do that. But if none of those people have ever seen me.
Right.
So I would just do the best.
You had greatest hits.
Yeah, I would just do the greatest. Yeah. That's a good way to say it.
Right.
Just
exactly.
But now we're going to Cincinnati this weekend. And I was in Cincinnati in 2020.
You gotta be new.
And I'm thinking to myself, and it's about 80, 90% new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew I had to write. John is a great boss. He would never be like, he never went like, oh, you need to write new stuff. But he would go, bro, you should talk more about that.
Nice. Yeah.
Nice.
That like, one punch, oh, that tag, just bro, a little, do more with that.
Just a little push.
That's like, yeah. That's like.
And then maybe less of this.
Yeah, do more. Talk about that more, like a new that's act.
Like a, it's like a kid. Like when I,
be like way different than whatever that was.
You know what you did last year? Don't do that.
Yeah. Like you have like a daughter that comes down in like an outfit. You're like, that other outfit you wore to church. Like, yeah, that was way.
You know what you look really good
I
in?
I like that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was way cuter. Yeah. Bro, yeah. But I got this one joke.
Yeah.
That I'm work that I was doing with Leanne's crowd.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh, Leanne Morgan.
Yeah, shout out to
her. She's gonna come in on the podcast.
Oh, that's what's
in
up.
Like a,
bro.
In like a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she's a comic, it's a friend of ours. Yeah.
It's you pushing out with her. It's like the AIDS.
It's pushing her crowd.
It's pushing it's yeah. about to push your crowd.
Yeah, there's
crowd
Leanne Morgan.
Too.
We love Leanne.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Leanne's hey, Leanne Morgan sell more tickets than the Lord did.
Bro,
she you'd be like, who's you don't bro. Know who Leanne Morgan is?
Yeah.
You'd be like, I'm going to pop down into the show. Oh, where's it at? Oh, the arena.
Yeah. She's selling like crazy.
I like she's people like that.
Me too.
I like those underground
yes.
type people that you were like, who?
Yeah,
and
bro.
And then it's like the lines around the block six times.
Yes.
Killing it, bro.
I feel like we need to, I feel like there's a lot of podcasts. It's like they say like idiot of the week or like loser of the week or like yeah. my, other like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just. Let's. The people are killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of people are killing it and doing great stuff. Mm-hmm. I saw the girl. You know that girl that like sings like piano songs on TikTok.
Oh, that one.
She does this piano song. No, she does the song at the piano. And then she has like celebrities.
Oh, I think I just saw her doing with Paris Hilton the other day.
Yeah, that girl.
Yeah, yeah.
That girl rules.
Yeah, she does.
I don't even know her, but there's like too much like yeah on the internet. That girl is. Just, I saw her. She was doing a show mm-hmm. for like. Like in some venue, and it was all kids in there.
Mm-hmm.
It was all kids, like young girls, and they were all singing along. I go, and she was bringing girls up on stage, and they were singing. I go, it's freaking awesome.
Should we make it a segment? Should we spotlight some
good
something
person of the week? Yeah. But then that's like, you know, Elon Musk is like, I'm gonna clean up Twitter. I'm gonna clean up Twitter, make it all positive. I was like, yeah, but we don't like that.
That's not
oh, the problem. Nobody's gonna be on it.
Yeah,
no one's gonna be on it.
Yeah,
like we're gonna make yeah. no negativity, no trash talking, only encourage. Like, who could be on that?
Yeah, yeah. Nobody wants to.
I thought that's what this was for.
Yeah, that's what we came here.
Yeah.
It's a weird balance.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you want like, and every time something bad happens,
yeah.
or somebody, you know, where do you go?
Twitter,
because right. you want to see
people be having the flames already, bro.
Don't gosh, tweet what? Dude, they just coming out. Yeah, you want to go. On Twitter, I mean, I do it about myself sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to see yeah. it with other people because you want to, like, if you cleaned up Twitter and there was none of that.
It's not fun.
No, that's yeah. kind of, unfortunately.
It's not.
What is your word for that face you do? You do that face whenever you're like, like, that's the face that you go to? Like, yeah. what do you call that?
It's like the.
Johnism.
Like, be real, dude.
Yeah. yeah.
Like, just come on. Say,
be
that
for
you,
real.
Say that you love. Trashing on people.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Like, hey, I'm a. I'm here to. Speaking of, should we get to the. You want to get to the Hardy first or you want to go Mr. Beast?
Let's go Mr. Beast.
We'll go Mr. Beast. Okay. We talked Ooh. About this a little bit.
Who? No, I'm playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Caleb.
I was like, we're about to put you on.
Caleb
man.
Got an inside scoop. That's
oh,
fine.
Yeah.
I okay. Speaking of, all right. Mr. Beast, if this Yo. Is the biggest YouTuber, by the way.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who Mr. Beast is, go look some of his videos up.
Yeah.
Like Mr. Beast, he yeah. does like everybody get in a circle. The last person to leave gets $1 million.
You know how
like he's like, I bought a train and I'm going to run it through a city. Or I don't know. He's like,
exactly what it
less destructive. But yeah.
Yeah. They're like, hey, I bought my own island
yep.
and I'm going to make it into, I'm going to live here for a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I cut my friend's legs off. I'm going to grow a new pair of legs.
I buried myself alive for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Just like these wild thumbnails. These wild thumbnails and titles.
Yeah.
I died and came back to life. this man is wild.
I jumped out of an airplane backwards
no
and blindfolded and then said the Pledge of Allegiance on the way down or something. Just like,
yeah,
what?
Like dang, oh.
And he had the process of everyone. He's giving away $1 million somehow.
There's exactly. somehow a briefcase of money being given out.
Yes.
That's fine.
Okay. Yes.
And so the newest one is
say the title.
So Mr. Beast.
Okay, hold on. This came out last
yeah. Let me pull up the YouTube title. so I can read the actual YouTube title.
Yeah.
Bro, I seen this and I was like, this is wild.
So did I, dude. Oh, is there at the top?
So the YouTube title is 1,000 Blind People See for the First Time.
And describe the thumbnail.
We'll put the thumbnail in the video episode if you want to see it. But like, it's a kid with a bandage on his head like he's a 1941 war victim.
Right. And if you're curing blindness, you wouldn't have that.
I don't know why you would. Yeah, that would make no sense at all. But his eyes are wide open. He's crying. And Mr. Beast is behind him with a hand on his shoulder.
Yeah. And he's smiling because he's like, look how much money I'm going to make off this video.
Yeah. Yeah. It has, in 4 days at the time of this recording, 76 million views.
That's a lot of views.
So this blew up.
That's one in three people in the U.S.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Isn't that 300 million? That's one in four people. One in 350 million in the U.S. Man. All right.
So what he did was
I watched the whole video.
Great.
Because I was like, sometimes I come in here, I feel like I'm misinformed and I just spout off on things.
Yeah.
We cut out those episodes. After we get done with the episode, I'm driving home. I text Alex like,
he's like,
you want to cut that? I go, yeah. All right. So I watched the whole thing.
Good looking out. There's wisdom in that.
Yeah. So in essence, I want to say up top, I love this. Yeah. I'm in support of it.
Yep.
I'm in support of Mr. Beast.
Yep.
To do that is props to you.
Full support.
We don't know the whole story. Maybe if it comes out, it's like all those people were actors, then.
Which I don't think is the case because he has a track record that I think speaks for itself. Like,
and then he would suffer the backlash career-wise, and that would net out.
Yeah.
It would.
That's facts.
If he did that would net out.
So what did he do?
So he goes, so in essence, people have like blurry vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cataracts.
They're legally blind.
Legally blind.
Yeah.
And he's like, how do you do in other countries with all these people speaking English? And it looks like, this looks like American places. But it's a couple hundred, $1,000 to cure this surgery
that
takes off that film and injects it with something else.
Yeah.
Very simple surgery. And he did it for a bunch of people. And then everybody, and then he gave somebody a Tesla.
By a bunch, by the way. It's 1,000 people.
1,000.
Yes.
I wonder how, like, they thought about it. It's like, hey, 100? Nah, it was
1,000.
Let's go to 1,000.
Yeah.
I saw it and I guess it was compelled. I didn't watch it, but I go, that's wild.
Yeah. I read it and I was like, how did he become Jesus?
He's close.
Get enough subscribers.
What is the actual thumbnail again? It's not Mr. Beast cures blindness.
Yeah.
It's
1,000 blind people see for the first time.
And not, it could have said Mr. Beast makes.
Give Mr. sight to the blind.
Mr. Beast cures blindness for 1,000 people. That he did.
Mr. Beast follows in footsteps of Jesus, curing blindness for 1,000.
Mr. Beast is Jesus.
Which, do you know what I always said? I don't know if this is, tell me if this holds up or not.
Yeah.
So back in the Bible times, somebody broke their ankle.
Mm-hmm.
It's a death sentence.
Yeah, you were dead.
It's a death sentence.
Yeah.
So
you were 25. You lived your whole life.
Yeah, you're gonna go to the NBA. Age. You're gonna go into the break your leg.
That's
cripple the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's Jesus would do a miracle and cure that.
Yeah.
Now he's like, why didn't Jesus do like that? Well, that's that gets done 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A million times a day.
It's a surgery. Yeah.
A million times a day. That wouldn't be a miracle that you would do now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were like, what?
We'd just be like, well, that guy gets $400,000 a year. He does those surgeries 9 times a day. Like, what are you talking about?
The ACL, he cures all. So what a miracle really would be somebody's marriage that is broken and that to be restored. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're interesting.
Like,
yeah.
You're like, their miracles aren't done. I go, God gave someone, a human, the brain to think up a medication that is correctly dosed that can cure depression.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a miracle.
Yeah.
It's you brain.
You don't need God. No, I'm playing. I just take it like way left.
All I'm saying is the science.
You're like, dude, we want to get from Atlanta to Los Angeles in 4 hours.
Yeah. It's like,
Yeah.
Oh,
Jesus, please help us get.
Yeah, that's a.
If only we had some way.
The Lord would give me wings. He gave Delta the wings. Yeah. Bro. Get on there.
Yeah.
That really, that's a, like a, for, and for this situation to be happening is like, I'm trying to so everybody gets on. So what was the criticism was what?
Yeah, I'm furious about the backlash because this is, everybody came out and was like, he's only doing it for views. The yeah. whole thing is Duh. He's just posturing for views, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's how do you think he made all the money to go do these surgeries?
That's
yeah.
right.
From the views.
Yeah.
This is what he does. Like, since he started doing videos 10 years ago, he was like 13.
Again, we don't know the guy personally.
No.
And if it all comes out, oh, Caleb knows him.
Caleb knows him.
Caleb, tell us your
that's
story.
My boy.
Can you talk about it or no?
I can talk about
well,
it.
Well, you live there.
I do.
And he lives
there. He does
Where does he live?
He lives in Greenville, North Carolina. Yeah, North Carolina.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
When did we go to his, does he have a compound?
He lives in Greenville. He does. It's like it's an old church, actually. It's an old church building.
Why didn't we go to it?
It's not like you can just...
Oh, you can't just roll up yeah. there. I'll be like, dude, I got 500,000 subscribers. He's like, just yeah. security.
At the gate, like yeah. waving
He's
at
like,
the
kid. Get out of here.
Yeah. But so he hired a whole bunch of writers
yeah.
to come and write for him at one point. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
If he did, I was one of those writers at one point.
Okay. So you were in the Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
In this.
So what happened was... Maybe my head writer also signed some papers that said I shouldn't talk about this, okay, but he's not worried about me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My head writer was like, "Oh, we need more money."
Yeah,
and I was like, "Y'all should shut up," because
you need more money to give. Oh, to pay more money.
Yeah.
Okay. The writers, you had a writer strike, a Mr. Beast.
Kinda. So what happened was because we were all comics, and I was like, "Bro, we're getting so much money to you know we was doing 24 hours in the jungle."
Yeah.
And kind of working.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
This is, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the head writer, he was white. He was like...
Why you got to do that? Why you got to say that?
That was the...
You see how they do that?
Let's see where he takes it. Let's see where... Maybe it'll be important.
Because I didn't have this mentality. I felt like it was a different culture's mentality. Mm-hmm. He was like, but in LA, the writers are making...
Oh, yeah.
You know, 80, yeah, 90, yeah. 100.
Yeah, yeah.
We should be making that. And I was like, we... Shut up. You know what I'm saying?
We're
like,
just, right. We're happy to be, yeah.
So he came to Mr. Beast, and this ended up being a New York Times article.
I like how his name is Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Not Mr. Beast.
No, we.
You call him Mr. Beast?
I didn't say Jimmy.
Yeah, it's Jimmy.
But I don't know what I called him, honestly.
I bet you go into a state, he's like, hey, Jimmy, you're fired.
Yeah,
it's like
done.
A trap door that is it. You're gone.
Oh, you said it. Sorry.
You called him Jimmy?
Things are going so well.
Ding, ding, ding. No, I'm playing.
Slime comes on you. Yeah.
But so my head writer goes in, he goes, hey, could we get more money? Like an idiot. And he goes, well, we actually don't need your section of the company anyway. So he just dismantled the company. So my head writer got a beautiful severance package.
Dang.
And then the rest of it like just didn't exist. It was a
that
whole
was
writer's room. Like we were doing all his channels and it was maybe five or six employees. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
That's crazy.
You're
but
good.
But then they try to do a New York. That was the New York Times article was like, oh, he's a terrible.
Oh, I'm like, a bad boss or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah
and he
yeah.
wasn't.
See, that's not where we're here to. We're not here to out people like
I
that.
Love, yeah. I'm happy he to hear wasn't. That you've had good personal experience with
I had
him,
great personal experience.
Because I like the guy a lot.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, dude, he has like a Mr. Beast. You can order on Uber Eats.
A
Beast Burger.
A Beast Burger.
From
he's
here.
Got the Feastables candies, too. They don't sponsor this podcast, but.
Smart.
Yeah, bro.
I like Mr. Beast. Well, the thing, all right. So there's a couple of the criticisms that I read that it said, the guy goes, okay, devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just stop right there. The devil's the devil's advocate.
That's the Lord's work, first off, but go ahead.
The devil's advocate, just say you're the devil.
Yeah.
Just say you're like, what's the devil's advocate is just you letting off the hook for you can say something terrible.
Because
mm-hmm. you go, I wouldn't, but... Playing the just say yeah. You're sleeping with Satan
mm-hmm. yeah.
before you say that because you're
oh you're advocating for the devil
yeah I'm a, what's a
bro what
I'm a, hey next
don't
time, on Twitter if somebody's getting crust I'm gonna go hey Jesus advocate super quick we should forgive this guy
yeah there you go
right
yeah
hey real quick the Lord's advocate
yeah
Lord's advocate I like
when
that.
Have you ever made a poor choice. Ah,
that sounds like a fire streetwear brand.
Yeah, Jesus.
Lord's Advocate. Lord,
nah, yeah, like one of the in like the 90s. Yeah. Yeah, you weren't. He got that Lord's Advocate. All right,
it's like that and Affliction,
Devil's Advocate. But But while it's an amazing piece of altruism on your behalf, why make a video about it? Why not just do good with no reward other than self-satisfaction, knowing you're making the world a better place? Maybe some people see it as attention-seeking. Shrug.
Maybe some people, aka I do, but don't have the courage to say that I think that and want to stand up on
yeah,
my own.
Yeah, just say it.
Don't
say
that.
I think if you're offended by something, say you're offended.
Yeah.
Well, some people in other, you say you.
I guarantee
if it's not
everything underneath that is that guy going,
I didn't say I think that. Yeah. It wasn't me.
Dude, you know what makes me the most, I see this all the time on the meme accounts. Mm. The meme accounts, I don't know why I looked at you, but the meme account, I'm just sitting here and
runs all the meme culture.
He's big in the meme. Look, he looks big in the meme culture. Meme accounts, when something is, somebody says something out of pocket, they'll repost it and go, thoughts?
Yeah.
They always do that. Meaning like, hey, we're not, we want to post this.
Yeah.
Because we want the views and we want the comments, but we're not saying, they go crazy what Tiger Woods said over the weekend. Thoughts?
I'm it's like, feel it's like pulling the pin on a grenade, opening a door, throwing it in, closing the door, and then just running.
And then they're like, not saying like, because they're normally like all those say like, this guy rules, or like, this is the energy we need, or like, 100% this guy has a point. When it's not, when it's, they might be controversial because they're not a person.
Right.
They just go,
yeah, this
thoughts?
Is crazy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, this
wow.
is, a lot of people think a lot of thoughts on this. Like,
I think what happened with this was he, because he does this stuff all the time. He's literally been doing this for a decade where he makes all the money on the views and then he puts that into the
puts
next video and gives
videos.
It away and then makes it back again.
Yeah.
Like that's his whole system. I think this just was such a like catchy headline
it is wild.
That it got into like the mainstream and people have no idea who he is or what he does.
No
and
idea.
So they go, dude, why wouldn't you just do this? And why are you trying to make money? Yeah. And he's like, no, that's where the money came from in the first place.
This
that's
how we've
I
been
do
doing
this. Yeah,
that's
go check my
and
like,
also
scoreboard.
Yes, scoreboard.
Go check the stats.
And there's also no human on earth that is absolved from like selfish something.
Yeah.
No, nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, Mother Teresa. Oh, well, because she also became popular for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, you're just doing it to be popular? You're like, well, what's the, how does Mr. Beast win then?
Yeah. Right. Well, and that was his, he tweeted a response and he said like, Twitter is saying rich people should help others with their money. So then he replies, okay, I'll use my money to help people. And I promise to give away all my money before I die, every single penny. He said that for a long time.
Which is wild.
And then Twitter says, Mr. Beast is bad.
So what am I supposed to do?
That's then funny. He like goes and uses his money, his own money to cure blindness. But he doesn't have any money if he doesn't post about it.
Mm-hmm.
But also like he's on top.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter anything
he's on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's like I cured hunger.
Yeah.
They'd be like, wow, and you made a video? You posted about it? Really? That you cured it? It doesn't matter.
Because everybody look at themselves in the mirror and go, I wouldn't spend $100 to cure someone else's blindness.
Mm-hmm.
That's facts.
Like what that guy has done, the other guy that's critical of him has done zero.
Right, exactly.
Zero
for blindness.
How many cases of blindness have you cured? Oh, okay. Got it. I just did 1,000 last week. Here's the evidence.
Yeah. You cured none.
Yeah.
Okay. That like you could be critical of Jesus in that way. Like, so like
they were.
Oh yeah. You know what?
They
yeah,
were
it's a good
kind of, I guess they kind of were.
Yeah.
I forgot how that ended.
Like, oh yeah. No. Like hypothetically, some people could be mad at Jesus. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. They were kind of mad, I think.
That turned out.
They didn't like him.
Yeah.
Hey, they just rubbed him the wrong way.
Oh, you think you can just go to different cities and help people?
Yeah, cure blindness.
The same thing.
And then post about it in this book called The Bible.
You got all those people writing down what you're doing all the time? Like,
I always,
kill them.
I always had that, I always had that story about how like...
that is crazy. He didn't write it down himself. He had the other people document it.
Yeah,
the other people
write this down.
Yeah, they will crucify Mr. Beast.
They're like, you know, the life of...
That was so out of pocket.
On Twitter.
That was so crazy.
Metaphorically.
That I just said that.
Yeah, that's the...
No,
that's
really.
Culturally.
In real life,
like if you said
it'd be a good video,
I just office the camera. I was like, they really gonna do it.
If you have like
should we
no I'm blank. Go ahead.
The what's it called, if Jesus lives 33 years, right?
Yeah.
Dies, and then like 10 years a kid, let's say a kid is born at the same year, he gets to be about 10. Like the people that are alive knew him. So you're telling, that's how the Bible came about, because you're telling the hits.
Yeah.
You were like, what happened to Jesus? You're like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. You can't document the whole thing.
Exactly.
You'd be like, all right, this guy, if I said, hey, tell me about Caleb.
Yeah.
I go, dude, one time we were doing this show he was wearing this outfit and Derek roasted. Like
you got to do the hits. You're running the highlight reel.
Yeah, that's what the Bible is. Yeah. Is it? No, you're like, dude, one time, you're like, what was he doing at home? I go, I don't know.
Yeah. If he was he sleep on his back or on his side?
About that. Yeah, what? How come they didn't talk about like what he ate for dinner? Like that's, well, that's not in the book.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. It's not in there. Not that it was. It's or if you go because the Book of Mark tells a story and then the Book of John tells the same story.
Yeah,
and you're like, well, I was like, yeah, well, different people told the story. Like,
exactly.
What?
It's different versions.
Yeah, because he'd be like, I don't know how many people were out there. It seemed like 3,000. And he'd go, it seemed like 4,000. Like, the Bible's wrong. He's like, no, it was two people.
And then they had a clicker, bro. It wasn't like, eh.
And John being like, yeah, the one that he loved.
Yeah. He's like, he was chilling with us mostly. And then Peter's like, he wasn't chilling with them. Yeah. Like, but he just leave outside. That's a funny bit. In the Last Supper. All right. He said, chill here.
Yeah.
I was sitting here, but then he said this, and they like outed, like Judas doesn't have a book. It's like Matthew, Mark, John, and Judas.
Yeah. I'd love to hear that take, though.
That would be crazy. He's like, bro, it was a lot of money, bro. You know what I'm saying? They was waving the money in front of me. I'm like, what you gonna do?
Yeah. And he goes, what would you do?
Yeah.
They put me in charge of the money.
That's facts, bro.
And I was, let's do devil's advocate Judas.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. He goes,
I'll do it.
I'll do it. He'll do it. We all 12 were all doing our job.
Yeah.
Right. Somewhere. And then they put, hey, who's going to be in charge of the money?
Yeah.
Accountant, boring. Nobody wants to do that job.
Judas steps up.
Everybody else fishing, hunting. I don't know if they're hunting. I don't know what they're doing. Getting the clothes.
Carpentering.
Hey, go up to Nazareth, see if it's a chill spot for us to hang.
Yeah.
Cool.
Riding donkeys.
Tour manager, in essence.
Yeah.
Right? They're the tour manager.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
go,
who's gonna like do the Excel spreadsheets? And they go, hey, weren't you, what would be math in the Bible time? Didn't you count the rocks?
Yeah. How many rocks do we
Didn't you divide up the rock? Weren't you, he was always good at that when he was little? He's like, I'm not that dude. He said, follow me. No questions. He said, you want to be a disciple? Let's go. He didn't say any of this in the startup.
Yeah. And Judas probably had a family.
Yeah.
He probably had a lot of kids.
He had a family, dude.
I don't think they was giving him benefits like that.
Right.
So he's out there.
So he goes on a writer's strike.
Judas is out there. He goes, hey, everybody else is out there having fun.
Yeah.
At the meal. I'm the guy who has to count out the shekels. Give it to him, divide it up, get it back. And then everybody's like, what's the budget? Mm-hmm. Judas, do we got a fish this morning or we got wine or do we just got juice? What are we doing?
Yeah.
And he goes, all right.
I can't live like this.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I need.
He's the first disgruntled employee. That's who Judas was.
Yeah.
Should I ask the king of the universe for a raise? Probably not.
He's busy.
He doing stuff.
Bigger things.
Healing blind people, all that kind of stuff. He's Mr. Beast in the whole city.
Yeah.
That's the wild. Yeah. So
Mr. Beast of the city.
Jesus was the Mr. Beast of Nazareth.
His time,
is a wild thing to say. Yo. No, he was Mr. Beast in people before Mr. Beast existed.
OG Beast, bro. That's him. He was him.
Yo, man.
So he goes, hey.
Mad followers.
Let me just cut myself off.
Yeah.
To the side. Let me get a 10%.
Yeah.
Let me just put a shekel in my pocket.
Yeah. Get this bag.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They won't miss that at all.
And Jesus, if it ever comes up, if he ever looks at the numbers, which they probably won't because they're out there. He's busy. It's like Logan Paul when he's at the top of his tour. He's like, dude, he's not looking at the money.
He's not looking.
When you come off.
That's
you go,
you
hey, yes, he started looking at the checks are.
Yeah. When they hitting, they
again.
Hit.
Yeah.
This is a wild premise, but the checks are hitting.
Right. Yeah.
We're up clear. Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then when it fall, when the ministry slows down, you know, when we stop selling the DVDs like we used to.
Then you start.
We'll start ratcheting it back.
Right here.
Yeah. But it's like Dan Cook. What is his brother took half a mil from him or something?
No, 10 million.
10 million. Half his money.
Tough.
Yeah. So he goes, what was Judas taking?
No, he was given. So, he was paid. Cuz came up, the Roman soldiers.
Cuz. Like, hey, what is it, the Message Bible? Yo, cuz was out here like, hey, shout it. What?
I'm paraphrasing. And
30
was like,
silver coins. That's what he took.
But that was Mr. Beast money back then.
Right.
Yeah.
30 that's silver
a lot.
Coins.
That's a lot. Yeah,
you get some females and stuff.
Yeah, you could cure mad blindness with that, bro.
Yeah. Bro, yeah.
According to the Gospel of Matthew, Judas Iscariot was a disciple of Jesus. Before the Last Supper, Judas went to the chief priests and agreed to hand over Jesus in exchange for 30. Oh.
Yeah. So that he was like, bro, look, my rent went up. Inflation is crazy.
Yeah. Again, we're not.
If y'all give me 30 bands, mm-hmm. I'll tell you where he at.
Yeah.
But
I'm not going to go with, I'm not going to.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you where he's at.
Yeah.
He put out his buddy.
Yeah, he wrong for that.
This says,
he wrong. You can't do that.
It's kind of,
This
is saying 30 silver coins back then was around $250.
Dang. Oh,
for the Lord.
Bro. That's tough.
That's what we were talking about.
Over the King of Kings?
Yeah. 250?
Bro, 250. I'd be pissed.
That's crazy, bro.
That's like,
do you think Jesus was like, bro, you couldn't have, like, at least got more for that? Like, I'm worth more than he's that, like, man. Like,
they were like, hey, we got ransom. We got Jesus. How much you want?
It was like,
he's like, 300? Nah.
What? Judas was just completely unaware of how much money he could have
gotten. He's like, you're the accountant.
He was
dog,
like, man,
you're
like
the
30
accountant.
Bucks? Like,
that's like a junkie like stealing a bike.
Yeah.
And he goes into the pawn shop. He's like, 10 bucks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This is a $3,000 bike.
Judas originally was going to ask for 20, and he talked himself up to 30. He's like, come on, shoot high, who knows? Like,
yeah, the Roman soldiers go, yeah dude. We'll
Judas walked out.
Cool.
Judas walked out of there like, I think I left money on the table there. I think I made a grave mistake. I could have gotten more.
That's tough, bro.
And that's why he killed himself.
He was like,
it wasn't because of what he did. It was because
turns out
bad deal. Like,
he was filled with shame or
he got
something.
A bad deal.
Yeah,
that was like, so embarrassing.
He was like, I could have gotten so much more money, man.
He sold that for $250.
That's
turns
not
out,
even like
that needs to be in the Bible.
Yeah,
that story we just told. I mean, it doesn't. But
that's such a better version.
That's a dang.
Well, it's now recorded for the archives forever.
Okay, good.
Speaking of the bag, dude.
Yeah.
We got a shout out. Who we got to top? We got Miracle Brand.
Miracle Brand.
So speaking of miracles,
yeah. There you go. Nice. Well done. Well
that's
done.
Perfect,
very
bro.
Good.
I don't know why. Yeah, dude. So I said,
that
speaking of the bag, Judas, because we got to get it too. This is okay. The perfect example. Oh, John only does a podcast because he has advertising.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, I like to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, we like to advertise to your listeners.
Yeah.
We're not saying we're doing this altruistically.
No.
Yeah. We are. We do like to do it.
We do.
Like, I can't believe we had to watch 3 commercials during the episode of Friends. Oh, what happened next? Did you watch it for free? you know how much it cost to make Friends?
Right.
Yeah.
Millions.
Yeah.
Millions. They were paying those people $1 million an episode.
Yeah.
By the end.
Mm-hmm.
You want everything for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Miracle Brand, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I know off the top of my head.
Go.
Is a type of sheets.
It is.
I have them.
Yep.
I sleep on them on my bed.
Yep.
Every night. Alex has them as well.
Same. Yep.
Best in the business.
Hey.
My aunt just said that she bought a pair.
Let's go.
Yeah.
It's been a kind of a journey for her coming along.
She's
on
that. Let me just read. She said she bought a pair.
How is she?
She's doing good. Well, okay, dude. What does that mean? Yeah.
You know her too?
You met her.
I did meet her.
You know my Aunt Kendra.
In Florida.
Yeah.
Very sweet lady.
She says, ordered my first set of sheets today because you and Alex are so sold on this product. Thumbs up emoji.
Oh. Ooh.
That's the appropriate use of the
thumbs up emoji. She
that
nailed it.
Sweet.
All right. So this next time we read about Miracle Brand, it's going to be my aunt's review.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep using silver-infused fabrics originally developed by NASA. Miracle Brand sheets are thermoregulating. That means they keep you the perfect temperature all night long. They're also self-cleaning, infused with natural silver that prevents 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner.
And fresh.
And fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. Crazy.
They're not like that. What's the highest thread count you could have? The rich people. What's a rich people thread count?
I don't know.
I don't feel like they're up there.
Like if you had 30 thread count or he had like 30,000 thread count.
Yeah.
It's threads per threads. I don't know but these ones are them. These ones are the good ones.
They're way up there.
They fire. I don't even know what the thread count is. They don't even mess in the thread count game.
Oh, that's...
They're on a different level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unicorn.
It's like one, like silk, you know, silk sheets, that used to be the thing, but those stick to you.
Yeah.
These are that, but
Yeah, oh, they're like silk sheets without all the downside of silk sheets.
Yeah, but you can still flex.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a Miracle brand.
Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try these sheets today. And we've got a special deal. You guys know it already. I'm being redundant, but here it is. 40% off, plus you can use promo code netpositive to save at checkout and get 3 free towels. 30-day money-back guarantee. Go ahead and get these sheets and your free towel set.
Lay in bed and think of me and Alex.
Mm.
All right. And that's all for today.
You remember Stu Scott? You remember Stu Scott from SportsCenter?
Of course.
He used to say from the Department of Redundancy Department. I thought that was just so good, dude. The Department of Redundancy Department.
He also said cool is the other side of the pillow. And he probably used Miracle Brand.
Miracle Brand was around back then. Yeah. All right, dude. You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Okay. You know, we all love country music.
We do.
You like
do
country
we?
Music?
I like a very small, I like maybe 25 songs in country.
All right.
Music.
We're going to talk about this Hardy song because Hardy just came out with a new album.
I'm not sure who that is.
All right. Well, you don't, you, who do you, who's your favorite?
I like Morgan Wallen. I probably listen to him the most.
Okay. And who else?
Morgan. And then I'll find a country song and I'm like, oh, I like the song.
It's kind of hits.
I don't know the artist though.
Okay.
That's kind of how I am in country music.
All maybe right. Lock Them Doors and good
maybe
one.
Lock Them Doors and Turn Them. Josh did Turner. That.
Yeah.
Don't go riding on that long black train.
Ooh, I didn't know what you was about to say.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't know what he was going to say.
All right. There's this new song. It's called The Redneck Song.
Yes.
And I, you know how like you listen to hip hop.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't quite know what that, like somebody said, you're on like, I'm trying to think of something like broccoli. And you're like, that doesn't make, yeah. Oh, he's talking about smoking weed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not, I didn't grow up like that. Different I didn't know vernacular. What that means. Yeah, different vernacular. So let's break down this song and we see if we can all, we'll just do the verses.
Okay.
See if we can all decipher.
Okay, word.
Don't let him read them. Don't let him read them. You just say.
I won't look at it.
This is the Redneck Song by Hardy, who I thought it was unbelievable. But even, and I would consider myself to be Southern country. Not so much a redneck. I grew up in the suburbs in the South. Yeah. We played in the dirt and then the sticks, but we didn't live on dirt roads. We weren't that far out.
Yeah.
So we'll try to break this song down.
So we'll just go line by line?
Line by line. You read the first one.
All right. First line is Bisquick on the cast iron.
Bisquick on the cast iron.
I got that.
What does that mean?
Bisquick is a type of oil, right?
No.
It's not that you put on the cast iron to cook with.
Yeah.
Bisquick.
Yeah, you're right.
Is okay.
I don't know if it's oil.
I think it's
a cooking oil.
I think it's pancakes.
Yeah, it's pancakes.
Oh, it's pancakes?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, Bisquick is pancakes.
I only know the ones,
right?
Is it pancakes?
Yeah. Bisquick is pancakes.
All right, then what are we thinking about?
I thought it was, it starts with it has the same cadence to it.
I'm with you.
Bisquick
yeah.
on the cast yeah. iron.
Now, all there right. is something. He is right.
There is
something. It's not Bisquick, but there is something.
It's like it was in The Help.
It's like a substitute for
the movie The Help, the black girl was cooking with it.
With he's like a Greek.
Crisco. Oh,
Crisco. There it is. Yeah.
Nice. All one right. point. One Thank point. Yes.
All right. All right. So
Bisquick, Crisco.
Crisco on the cast iron.
All right. You're right. All right. We're good there.
All right. Well, so, and what is the cast iron? Do you know what that is?
Yeah. Cast iron skillet.
Okay.
Cool.
So,
ding, ding, ding,
so we're pancakes on the skillet.
Yeah.
And I think a cast iron is camping.
Cast iron, your cast iron skillet, the big,
yeah.
The big
not, you're not in a house.
You could be in a house.
You could
though.
Be.
All right. My thought was he was camping or doing something outdoorsy.
Definitely.
Well,
could
that's
be.
Just, you know, you add that.
Hardy's a hunter.
He doesn't have a mic, but he has a contribution.
Yeah. I think that the cast iron was kind of invented to use when camping because it's like one of those, I don't know how to describe it, all metal pans.
Yeah. That you kind of take it. You wouldn't be in the kitchen on a cast iron, would you?
You can.
Or you might be on the grill in your backyard.
It's heavy though.
But well, maybe the next line will help it solve it.
Okay.
Quick on the cast iron.
I like this. It's fun.
The next one is dip spit on my collar.
Okay.
Caleb.
This is a very easy one. He's spitting in the dip, right? He's dipping. He got some dip in his lip.
Right.
And he's spitting, but he's missing a little bit because he got a lot in.
Mm.
So it's on his collar. That's good, right?
I think that's right.
Or he's like, this is a sign that he is a redneck.
Yes. Either it's either that or the girl he's with also dips and they're getting cuddly, and she got a little bit on his collar.
You know, I didn't think about that.
So. She's spitting on his collar.
Right.
It's the girl's dip spit on his collar. He's like, I'm out here. Like,
yeah, she's redneck too.
I'm cooking pancakes.
Right. Girl's leaning on my shoulder, drooling on my collar.
On the cast iron.
It's going to ruin your shirt.
Collar. All right. What's the next line?
All right. Cool. Next line. I'm podunk proud.
Just do the next two lines.
And I'll shout it loud. You can hear it way down in the holler.
I think I'm out on that one. Say it one more time.
I don't know if I can. I'm podunk proud, and I shout it so loud. You can hear it way down in the holler.
I'm thinking he's big. He really.
What's podunk?
Podunk is a sport of some kind. Maybe basketball related.
Is it dunk?
He's dunking.
Poor people dunking.
Yes. It's a poor dunk. And he's proud of it.
You want to hoop in the gym? Nah, not tonight. We po dunking.
Yeah. Po dunking is where it's on dirt and it's just a pole and a rim.
You want to look up the definition of po dunk?
Yeah.
I think it's just like poor. It's like poor redneck, right?
Podunk is a hypothetical small town regarded as typically dull or insignificant.
Okay, so podunk town.
Yeah. Got you.
You live in a podunk town.
Got you.
Like Fayetteville, North Carolina. Come on, dude. I didn't. That's not. It's disrespectful.
Comedy.
What about you can hear it way down in the holler? I feel racist reading these. I don't know.
Way down the holler.
This is like.
What about can hear way down in the holler?
That's just you can hear it down there.
What's a holler?
That's a general. That's any over there's a holler right there.
No, I don't think
general area.
I think. Yeah. I think. Gary, holler. Do you have a guess what a holler is? Husband calling.
Yeah,
that's not. That can't be
holler.
Right. Oh, holler. All right. I know that there's a. Is it duck holler?
Oh, like I don't know what this is.
A holler. I'll say a holler is like a hunting place.
Yeah.
No, that's not it. Holler, a verb. Then look at the noun. Holler,
the noun, a loud cry or shout. I don't know what
What is a country holler? Yeah, there it is. No, what is
what
a
is holler? A holler in the South? Oh, alternative form of hollow, meaning a small valley between mountains.
That's what I said.
There it is.
All right, so that's one of those.
They're hooping in the holler.
Yes. Hooping in the holler. Yeah.
They are playing basketball.
You can holler in the holler.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's way down in the holler.
Right.
It's a place. Yes. And you're saying it's a valley between mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, I thought that's where there was shooting happening. Let's go out to the holler.
There may be.
Gotta go put him down. Put the dog down in the holler.
What are we at in terms of interpretation here? We're at about 50%.
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well.
Right, next, I'm a redneck. Yeah, skip that.
I'm a redneck. I'll carve it in a cottonwood tree.
What does that mean?
Say it one more time.
I'm a redneck. I'll carve it in a cottonwood tree.
You'll carve it in a, you have slaves.
No, so you hey, where's the plaque?
Opting out.
But you,
I'll carve it in a cottonwood tree with my redneck knife. Keep going. Yeah, the redneck life is the only one for me. I'm thinking
slaves.
No,
what are you carving in the tree though?
Like,
I don't know what like cottonwood.
I'm a redneck.
Yeah, you know, like he's writing it.
I would do that as a kid. We would carve stuff into trees.
Okay. Yeah,
like that's the same thing. You don't do that in the city.
No, you don't have trees.
Right. Yeah, it's just I'll carve my name, my symbol, I'll let y'all know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Unless you're in prison.
Well, sure. Prison. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Good point. Yeah.
But what is a cottonwood tree? I don't like that.
Also, I don't know.
That was a hard C.
Carve it in the cottonwood tree.
Very hard.
That's like a big, it's a tree. I don't know what an eastern cottonwood.
It looks like a tree that has cotton on it.
It looks like a tree from the south.
I didn't know this existed.
I didn't either.
So we were climbing trees back then too?
Listen.
No. Yo, Black History Month is crazy.
Yes, here we go, man. Yo.
The more you know. We're just...
The rainbow.
The more you know.
Yeah.
Get out of that tree.
Hardy's carving his name in the cottonwood tree.
Right.
All right. Yeah. Verse 2.
Okay. I get clear from a still.
Let's go ahead.
You get clear from what?
I get clear from a still.
I think I know what this means. Do you?
I do know what this means.
Bro, I have no idea. Okay, wait, let me think. I get clear from a still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get water from a water. Source.
Close.
I think, yeah, close.
I thought clear was alcohol.
It's moonshine.
Yeah. And I don't know what a still is.
A still is what you make the moonshine in. It's what it like.
I get clear from a still. All right, that's like a, it's like a barrel for.
Yeah.
All right, I get clear from a still.
That's what's up.
Got it.
I drink beer, eat deer that I kill.
Okay, we got that.
Straight up.
Knows it.
A bug zapper's in my windowsill.
And to the next one, to the next one. That's
to keep the sundown skeeters at bay.
All right, read those last two lines.
I love that.
A bug zapper's in my windowsill to keep the sundown skeeters at bay.
Gotcha. That's easy. He has a bug zapper in his window to keep black people away. He doesn't want black people.
To keep
mosquitoes away.
And because they, I know that from the South.
Yeah,
that,
skeeters.
Of course. There, it's in the, it's an evening.
You came up in Florida.
The sundown at Georgia.
Oh, George, y'all got different bugs.
Sundown skeeter, so I know what, I mean, I don't say it like that, but I know what mosquitoes at dusk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
Sundown skeeters is a better way to say it.
Yeah. That sounds like a band.
Yeah. All right, next line.
Okay.
This is a good one.
I catch cats with a jug.
Go ahead.
I can't say that. Is, you catch cats with a jug?
Yeah.
This is what it is.
All right.
You catch
the big
cats.
I know half of this. Or I know. Go ahead.
Is it like you catching girls with alcohol?
No.
That was
That's a bar if that's what it is. Yeah.
I catch cats with a jug. I think that is catfish.
Mm.
Oh, now, okay. I think it's catfish. Now, I don't know the jug, how they would catch them with a jug. I think they put a jug of like an old milk jug, and then they have that, and then they have the bait, and then when the thing goes underwater. Oh, yeah. When it sinks, that means there's something on that.
Got you.
Would that be right?
I don't know. I'm looking this one up. I can't find anything about it. We might have to just have Hardy come in here and
yeah, we might
do this.
If I catch cats with the jug, I think a trot line. Mm-hmm. Now this is good. If somebody's really country,
a
trot line is you put a fishing line in the creek, like down, and then you put bait all over it,
right?
And then you have
it's got multiple hooks on it.
Yeah, and then the jug. So when the jug goes underwater, because it's like a milk jug.
Got it.
When it's submerged, that means there's a fish on there.
Is pulling on it.
I think
that makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I think I could be wrong.
That's a tough one.
What's next?
This next one might be a little easier. My truck nuts stay covered in mud.
I have no idea. No, I'm playing. That's easy.
You have those. You live in North Carolina.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They have those. The truck nuts. That's like the testicles on the back of the
from the
cow. Not they're not human.
My friend bought a car. He bought a truck, and he can't get that off of it.
The nuts.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to get it off.
I don't endorse it. By the way, I'm not a. Yeah.
I've never understood why. Like, why would
it kind of looks cool.
It's only
dust. No, it doesn't look cool. Yeah, yeah. But what's the significance of them being covered in mud?
He's mud.
Yeah.
He goes out. He's not on the dirt.
He's busy.
He's harvesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing. He's in the down the dirt road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Playing in the creek or doing something.
Playing in the creek with the straw.
All right. I chew tobacco like a cow does cud.
This is a good one.
What's that mean?
You're just chewing tobacco. Like what? A cow, they swallow it and bring it back up. I think he's just.
Like he chews a lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like it's a regular.
Yeah.
Cow chews cud every day.
Right. Yeah, or he's swallowing it.
But he already said he had dip spit. He already said he had dip spit.
He might be doing both.
It's a callback to.
Oh, it's a callback?
It's a callback to the first.
He could be doing both, though.
Yeah, he could be.
Is that the same thing?
Well, chew tobacco is dipping, right?
They're a little different.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Dip is like you're just going to tuck it in your.
And chewing it. What do you chew
is like you literally throw it in and you chew on it.
Yeah, it's a tobacco leaf.
A lot of people mix it with, like, baseball players will mix it with gum.
Oh, tobacco.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Yo, I did a Zen pouch one time.
Nice.
It was wild.
What a rush.
What is it?
It was wild.
Zen pouch.
You know what? Have you ever done one?
Yeah.
Have you ever done one, Andrew?
I never done one.
Garrett? No, it's just not allowed.
You know what I almost said? That's really mean.
Don't say it.
It's not allowed. Though. It's funny, though.
All right, well.
I was going to be like, I love you and Willy Wonka. You ever seen what a dude was drinking the chocolate?
You can't say that because he's not on the screen.
Right. But he drank the chocolate out of the straw.
No.
And then he fell in the chocolate thing. You seen that, Alex?
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah. Alex was like, that was mad meme.
Yeah, I'm just looking at him to see how he'll react. He looks like he's having fun. So, that's a good one, bro. Nice.
All right, I'm sorry.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. He's not on screen. I apologize.
Wouldn't have it any other way.
And then
back to the chorus.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I'm sorry.
Second verse gets heavy.
All right.
All right, I'm ready.
Moon pie dessert, largemouth wall art.
Nice.
Man, go ahead.
We getting abstract. Moon pie dessert.
Yeah.
Is, ooh, I don't know what that is.
You don't.
I'm really like, I think out. Moon pie is two things. It's a cake, but it's also, you know, feces.
Okay. All right.
That's educate what us. They used to
that,
say.
That's a, that, no, that's because I feel the same way sometimes I listen to hip hop. Like, I don't really.
Yeah.
I mean,
we got to do a hip hop one.
But
too,
I'm singing
time.
Along, though.
Right.
I mean, I say these words right driving down the street.
Well, not all of them, but
not all of them. Yeah.
A lot of
stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Sometimes right. I look around to see if anyone's there. Sure, if no course. One is, I obviously say. Right. But, yeah. You go. Yeah.
What is moon? Wait, so moon pie, yeah. As the,
I know what both of these are.
Moon pie is the cookie, right?
Moon pie is the cookie, but it could also be. Feces.
I've
but
never
I
heard think, of that.
But I thought a moon pie you could buy it in a gas station.
Right.
Like it's in like a cookie, like an oatmeal cream pie.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Moon,
meaning like, I think that means poor.
Yeah.
Like this is our dessert.
Right.
Or like when we were.
It's like a Little Debbie's snack.
Camping or doing backdoor, outdoor stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Moon pie is our dessert.
Are you getting dessert from the gas station?
And you're redneck.
Yeah.
And then that large mouth wall art. What's that mean?
Large mouth walleye is a bass on the wall.
Yeah, you got that. So I think when you catch one, you give it to the taxidermy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is like you're bragging.
And they stuff it.
That you caught a big one.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next.
Do they stuff it?
I think they just do a silicone remake of it and paint it exactly. You take a photo of it and they measure it. They don't give you the actual fish.
Oh, really?
I only know that because I went fishing over Christmas and that's what he said.
They don't give you the actual fish?
No. Not a taxidermy. A fish?
What?
I think it would decay over time.
Yeah.
Even if you put all kind of...
Yeah, I guess the skin.
The skin.
There's no way.
Scales.
Yeah.
Earnhardt t-shirt. Bought it at the Walmart.
Come on, Caleb.
Dale Earnhardt
t-shirt. Who's that?
He drove...
What?
Race cars.
Yeah, you're right.
Two in the Sky, was that a thing?
That's...
Was that Talladega Nights?
That's three... was it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Three's
shake,
up.
Shake and bake.
Three's up for Dale. Yeah, shake okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Earnhardt t-shirt bought it at the Walmart. All right, here's the next one.
Chickens in the pen, cock-a-doodle, when the dog bark.
Man, that could be a lot of
chickens
things.
Chickens in the pen, cock-a-doodle, when the dog bark. What's cock-a-doodle?
That could be a lot of things.
Cock-a-doodle.
Is what a rooster says.
When the dogs bark. Chickens in the, but the chickens don't do the cockadoodle, right?
Yeah, they do.
Cockadoodle is also my nickname in high school.
Don't say this, dude. Nice. Hey. No.
He looks right at the camera. Yeah.
Look, he covered his eyes because he didn't want anybody to see. Chickens in the pen, cockadoodle in the dog park. Yeah. All right, what's the next one?
Did we cover that one? What was that?
That one's, I
think it's just a ruckus going on and there's animals.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
There's animals around. Yeah. Hey, read that one, Caleb. Last line.
Chickens in the pen. Ain't all can, but we're somewhere in the ballpark and there's.
Next line.
And, goes to, and then it goes back to the chorus.
Oh, ain't all can.
Ain't all can, but we're somewhere in the dog in the ballpark.
All right, what does that mean? Oh, I never even thought about that.
Ain't all can, but we're somewhere in the ballpark.
All right, I think it means something different than what you think it means.
Okay.
We're not all related, but we're somewhere, but we're close friends.
All right,
we're
somewhere.
We're ballparking it,
Alex. I think that's the pure way to go about it. That's where I would go as well. They're like, we're really close. We're not actually related, but we might as well be. Like, we're family, even though we're not officially.
Oh yeah, no, you're probably right. I was thinking like someone got married to their cousin or something.
Yeah, I thought
like
that's where you're gonna go.
Yeah,
with
but
that.
No, okay, yeah. Ain't all kin, but we're somewhere in the ballpark. We're not all related,
but we might as well be because we treat it that way. We're family.
Is it an incest reference? Or
I don't think so.
Nah, it could be though. It's a double entendre.
Yeah, it's art.
Ain't all kin, but we're somewhere in the ballpark. Like, I don't think that's my
triple entendre.
Yeah, it's a triple entendre.
I don't think that's my cousin, but it might be.
Yeah,
it's in the ballpark.
All right, close it out with the last line there. This goes the chorus, and then we go. Oh no. Okay, yo ho ho and a bottle of dew. That I don't know.
Yo ho ho,
bottle of dew.
I don't know what yo ho ho is.
Oh, me neither.
Where is that at?
Yo ho, right in the last line.
Oh, okay, yeah,
a bottle of dew, I'm guessing, is Mountain Dew?
Gotta be.
It's gotta
capitalized.
Come on, man.
Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of dew.
Yo-ho-ho.
And this is where...
Oh, mix it... All right. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of dew. Mix it with a trickle of dickle or two. I'm out on this.
You lost me there.
I'm out. I'm out on this. I don't know what yo-ho-ho is.
Yeah, I don't know what
mix
that is.
Mix it with a trickle of dickle or two. All right, dickle. I bet dickle...
It's got to be an alcohol, right? If it's an alcohol,
and a trickle. Yeah.
George Dickel Bourbon.
All right.
George Dickelberg?
Dickel. George Dickel Bourbon. It's Tennessee whiskey. There you go.
Okay, yeah.
Dude, that is a... Who wrote this song?
A trickle of dickle.
That is a wild, wild lyric. That is an absolute...
Bars.
There's no Eminem...
Yeah,
if, it's got to be like, yeah, no, he's no, he's just gonna be like salute. You know, when you see like Louis C.K. and like Larry the Cable Guy,
they got respect.
Like,
for
they're
each
both
other.
Like, yeah, really. That, nice. I don't know how they're like both doing arenas.
Yeah,
and he was like, Larry the Cable Guy is. What do you think about Larry the Cable Guy? He goes,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
I
every time
that salute. I mean, this yo and a bottle of Duke, mix it with a. Trickle of dickle or two.
Yeah, it's so fun to say.
This is equivalent to Eminem.
Yeah, no, it's like that. No, really. No,
this should have been in Rap God.
Yes,
this should have been in there.
Mix it with a trickle of dickle or two.
And then all the right. Next line.
When the Mountain Dew and the dickle's all gone, we'll all be drunk and we'll sing the song.
I mean, that's just straight up and down.
That's just bars.
Yeah, bro.
That's just bars.
It's just a good time.
I feel I just took a journey.
I don't know. Here's a word we're still out on. Yo ho ho.
Yeah.
But that's a.
It might just be like a drinking thing. Like it sounds like a drinking song type thing. You
there's
know?
There's a song, a Christmas song by DC Talk, who's the band I grew up listening to called Yo ho ho. Mm. But it was like yo ho ho, like ho ho ho, but like it was like a rap Christmas song.
Oh, Chris.
It can't be like yo ho ho. It can't be that.
Sick.
Yeah. There's no possible way it's that.
Was that a.
Yeah. Yo ho, Bisquick.
That's it. That's the song.
In the holler. And Caleb provided no. We'll do a rap song next week.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Yeah, you got to
do a rap song.
I like that.
Caleb's going to be on the whole tour with us.
Sweet. Yeah, bro. Come on.
So you got to find a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. Word.
And don't, yeah. You find one and don't prep us on it.
Okay. Lit.
That's a great idea. We're going to have to.
That's going to be so fun.
That is hilarious. Let's get to some. We'll get to some of the news in a second. What do we got? Manscaped.
Hey,
Manscaped. They got a new, the all new baby, introducing the revolutionary men's grooming with a brand new beard hedger pro kit. I got it.
I love
Alex
it.
Got it.
I love
it's
it.
Fire.
This is I a have great like, wedding present too.
Ooh, yeah, thank
nice,
you,
dude. Yeah,
money.
Get him one of those. A great and wedding season coming up. Yeah. Just get yourself a stack of them.
Yep.
Put them in your garage. Let's say you get married.
There you go.
Because the woman will appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah.
The guy will appreciate it. And the woman will appreciate it because, like, hey, it's not from me.
Yep.
It's
exactly.
But who doesn't need this?
Right.
Facts.
Everybody.
I do like that approach for wedding gifts, too, where you can just wedding buy them gift. In bulk and yeah. stow them away. That way, anytime the wedding comes up, you just already got
yeah. somebody to wrap them.
It's nice.
And the presentation, we talked about this before, is unbelievable.
That's
you give them that box, you open it up. I think their butterflies fly out of it.
Yeah, a few of them.
Yeah.
It's
eagles fly out of it. Because it's Manscaped.
Yeah.
It's Manscaped.
Shoot off. I have four drawers in my bathroom. Yeah. I have like the everyday stuff.
Yep.
Toothbrush, Q-tips, whatever it's called, the eye drops.
Yep.
Then I got everything to do with laundry. Like I got the... Clorox things and then I have everything to do hair related.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be 97 things.
Yeah.
And now I just threw all of them out and I just have the two Manscaped things in there.
That's incredible.
It's like that drawer is empty.
Yeah.
And all the other ones are stuff that people give me that are like, it's not in the active rotation.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the bottom drawer.
Don't need them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Get rid of everything, fellas, get rid of everything else you have.
Mm-hmm.
Just I get the Manscaped, the body trimmer and the face trimmer.
Yeah, and it's cordless, it's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. The titanium coated T-blade is tough on hair, but smooth on your face. Yeah. Yeah. This is like...
It's black.
Like, yeah. No, it is black.
Yeah. Okay, that's...
And it's February out there, people, so... and there is a beard shampoo and... There's a beard shampoo and conditioner. There's a beard oil.
We had like a wild promo code for like... You're like, dude... You know, like influencers were doing that for like 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
They were like getting 9.11% off
because of
like, dude,
like yo, chill,
yo. Like yo. like half off mattresses for Martin Luther King Day. Like yeah. what? Like I don't think this is his dream, but okay.
Beard oil, beard balm, and this like yeah. genuinely, this is the best trimmer I've ever had.
Use
in my
code
life.
Harry Rosa Parks for Black History
for 3/5 off.
3/5 off.
And if you like next week, we never have Manscaped again. Like, yes, what happened? Well, I'll tell you what
they
happened.
They sold like crazy. They just didn't want to be involved anymore. Use code NetPositive at manscaped.com.
Three-fifths off is a wild. You can,
I thought about it. I should throw that one.
Don't know. Yeah,
get 20% off, 20% off, and free shipping using the code NetPositive at manscaped.com. And Beard Hedger Pro Kit.
And go buy it, because we need the ROI, because they're going to hear this and they're going to be like, we're going to be on thin ice with them.
Yeah,
the advertisers.
Help us out.
You know, Bill Burr, like, he's famous for like losing advertisers.
Yeah.
Because he just reads whatever he reads.
Well, that Sherry's Berries one is super viral.
Yeah.
That's the like OG one. It's audio.
No, he
it's
doesn't.
YouTube,
he just
though.
Says wild stuff.
Yeah.
Sherry's Berries one, he laughs at the entire time. He's like, why would anybody get this? Like, he's like, this is the worst. But like, I know what Sherry's Berries is because of that. So like, it works. Too.
That's Sherry, true.
We out here. Let's get to the news, get some emails, and then we got to get on the road. The tour bus is pulling up, baby.
Love
come
that.
On. We out come here. On.
All right. Here's this came up on my TikTok feed this week.
Oh, in the feed?
Yep, right on my For You page. They thought this was content for me. Hold on, let me run it back real quick and get the sound right. Here we go.
Run this one back. This is here we go.
Here we go.
You lying. Bro, you lying.
Whoa, I didn't see the first one.
That is so out of pocket.
Who does this represent? Do you represent in the gym?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Yeah.
Come on now.
I knew you were going to surprise me with that. Dude, everybody in the studio is just,
bro, how crazy is that?
Dog.
They are wrong for that.
Hold
yo.
On. All right. It's who do you represent if the people are just listening on Spotify and it's a girl in a sports bra.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
She's in workout gear, sports bra, and leggings.
Yeah. And yoga
tight,
pants.
Tight fitting. Capital T tight.
Who do you represent in the gym? And the beats are, it's the Lord.
Yeah, it cuts to Jesus on the cross.
Gotta play it again.
Yep.
I mean, that is wild. Gosh.
Bro, that is wild.
See, some of the things, so Alex goes, hey, do you want to like review these topics before we get into it? Or do you want me to, so I go, dude.
Bro, the number one comment was, surely we're not comparing gains with being crucified for the sins of the world.
This is on YouTube.
This is on TikTok, bro.
Oh, TikTok. That's stellar,
that is so funny.
Yeah, 1,500 comments. Yeah, you know where these... Caleb, have you ever seen like a TikTok where they try to like front like this and then the comments just go.
Bro, the comments be killing people.
Like that's what these are. All are like, huh?
Is the girl, what? Part,
side eye.
Sorry, what?
What? Sorry, what?
Say what?
This feels sacrilegious in a way. Protestant moment.
Bro, that's so out of pocket.
CrossFit, I guess.
That is so out of pocket. I mean, all right.
That's crazy.
But again, you do the like the devil's advocate.
Sure.
And you go, I think.
And she's blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She got views for sure.
I mean.
It's not
crazy.
Good.
It's views. Crazy, bro.
That is just.
Yeah. This is going to be Mr. Beast's next video. Mr. Beast's going to be in the gym.
Yeah. He's going to be in the. I mean, who do you represent? Meaning I represent the Lord.
I represent Christ in the gym.
In the gym.
Yeah. And that, yeah. And then the second cut is.
Which is like,
she says, how did I overcome anxiety, low self-esteem, and insecurities? And then it cuts to Jesus.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
The message is
good.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Okay, the message. Yeah,
great message.
Yeah, great message. We're with you. Yes. We're with you. That's like,
I have some things, though. Was it the gym or was it the Lord?
It what?
Like, was it, like, how did you overcome anxiety?
Oh, yeah.
Did the gym do it?
Was it like... Yeah, like there's a dopamine rush that could overcome depression by working out. That's like that's
statistics.
She should have come down from that rush before she posted this. For how sure. did I?
Because that's crazy, bro. How did I overcome? How did I make all this weight loss? The Lord or a diet?
Or did you diet?
Well, he helped.
He did.
He might have put you in that direction, giving you the. But
yeah,
and he would also be fine if he's like the diet. He goes, yeah. You can,
I'll take credit for that.
I'm confident.
Yeah, yeah.
You can say the diet helped you. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah. I gave you the diet too.
Yeah, I'm good.
But when she's doing pull-ups and it's comparing her to Jesus on the cross,
and you got
to
Google Jesus on the cross photos, in portrait, and cut them.
Yep.
And then you got to make sure it.
I'm not gonna lie. I was having sinful thoughts too before I seen Jesus. So I'm glad he popped up. Honestly, I felt convicted.
He pulled you back
because when the video first popped, I didn't know what we was watching.
I didn't know what we was watching either. Mm-hmm. I know I trust Alex to lead us in the right direction.
Yes, absolutely.
That is a wild thing.
And I saw Jesus say, oh, okay.
No, you're right. That's why we, yeah, same.
That's my man right
great
there.
Great message, though. Great message.
Great message. Yeah.
And I would venture to say that this is probably the top, this is the first time she's ever been criticized.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's.
For sure.
I got all the empathy in the world for that. Mm-hmm. Because that if you've never been criticized and then you, and mm-hmm. you're trying to also do something that honors the Lord.
Mm-hmm. But she's going to be in a good sport because it's up. Mm-hmm. You know what
still
I'm saying?
Up. Yeah, good point. Yeah. Still up. She cool with it. She can come on the pod if she wants to. Yeah, we support her. Cool. We love, what's her name?
Yeah, she come on my podcast.
She cool with us. Though.
I don't have one, but she can come.
Yeah, that's there. It. That's we cool. come out to the show. See what city she's in. No, we don't have to do that. What do we got here?
All right, yeah, what else?
All right, this is TD Jakes.
Oh, I saw this. Hey,
is now doing this. Some, if I can get this page to load, is now doing some speaking engagements.
TD's out here.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's not, this is not Christian, I don't think.
Oh, it's like business stuff.
Yeah.
How do I become the best version of myself so I can communicate from a place of authenticity?
The soundtrack hits.
Our next $1 million. The next $1 billion is not in your hands. It's in your mouth. The better you do business, the less busy you become. Ladies and gentlemen, you may drop some weight. You may drop some issues and you may drop some agony. But whatever you do, don't drop the mic.
Hey.
Yo, can you make a remix of this?
I'm going, bro.
This goes hard, bro.
Can't hear it.
Should buy tickets for us all right now?
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to show you guys. I just wanted to go.
I'm into it. He's Yo. Why you back me into this corner?
Bro, this is crazy.
Careful.
That's crazy.
Black History Month. No.
Well, all
this
right.
is crazy.
Okay. But if he's not a pastor, this is great.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But you are.
But he's kind of retired.
Oh, yeah. He's out of the game.
Is he?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he is. He gave his church to his daughter, I think.
He did. He gave his church up.
So he's basically, but we all know him as Reverend.
Yeah. Bishop.
So
right. Pastor.
This is a little.
It is kind
of. A little off brand.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, wait, what?
But
this is in partnership with Grant Cardone.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like a
Are
Grant
you
Cardone
serious?
Thing.
It's a Grant Cardone event. Like, Grant has now gotten in with a different crowd, and he's bringing these people together on this speaking tour, I guess.
All right.
That's kind of wild to me.
That's the part that makes me be like,
But at the same time, he, just because I know T. Jakes a lot, he does a lot of business endeavors as well.
Okay. Yeah. So you say, why isn't he allowed to do this? You're like, well, because... Your first million and your first billion is against the whole book.
Yeah.
That's in direct competition with the book.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, I don't think you should be worried about million, billion in the book. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. The book is like, the book says it's hard for rich people to, does it not?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
So it's hard for rich people. And the biggest, it's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than the rich person to, go to heaven.
Bro, John knows the Bible so well.
That's facts, dude.
It's kind of crazy.
Your first billion, this is...
Easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle.
Yeah, that's sorry to say it, right? Yeah.
He was like, it's so...
It's super easy to get into heaven when you're rich, bro. You just buy your way in. It's
you got to get your first million.
Yeah. Right, and then the billion, which is in your mouth.
Yeah.
Also,
what does that mean?
I have no idea.
Your first
none of those clips made sense.
It's in your mouth.
But then it goes.
But you felt good though.
Yeah, and you felt. But I was going. Yeah. I was going the whole time.
And the beat hit.
Yeah. The beat was hit.
Went.
Yeah. I hate those videos. You see those videos.
I was into it.
You see those videos on TikTok where it's like two famous people like Grant Cardone. He's like, "Yo, if you're making $10 million a month,
you're failure.
You're broke."
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
He's like, if your wife doesn't have a yacht, what are you doing?
You're broke. You're poor, basically.
It was middle class. I think it said 100,000 a month. He goes, if you don't have 100,000 a month, like, you're poor.
That video that you're talking about too, that video is the same video that Judas saw right before he accepted 30.
He took a Grant Cardone class. Judas.
He was like, I'm going to 10X this.
Yo. He's like, Grant Cardone, featuring Grant Cardone, Gary V, TD Jakes, Judas. Judas is back? Like,
Judas.
Yo.
They was like, we'll give you your first 250 to $1 million, dog.
I thought.
First 250.
I thought, because I could go both sides on this. I always like to say, if this person saw this, if they saw us talking about that on their podcast, that they would be.
They go, all right.
Mm-hmm. Fine. TD Jakes is overweight.
Yeah.
And he's like, you might see yourself losing some pounds.
Yeah.
Dog.
But he's being, I think he's a big person.
He's less than he used to be.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
The Lord's advocate. Mm,
yeah.
If he goes, you might see yourself losing some pounds. I think he used to be double that weight.
Cool. Yeah, he was.
So I look at him and goes, he's big. But look at TD Jakes. Look up a photo.
Just in the 90s.
In like a 90s, 2000s.
He was linebacker size. I mean, he's chins big. For days.
Oh, yeah, man.
Okay, look, see that man. Second photo right there.
His face was swallowing his eyeballs.
He goes, all right, so both sides of this argument, really, you go, you might see yourself losing some pounds. I go, bro, you are overweight. Then if you go, let me hear your side, he would go, I used to be double that weight.
Exactly.
And then so you go,
yeah,
I got no stones to throw.
Yes, thanks.
Is that fair?
Yes, definitely.
I got no stones, because you go, oh, and that's what.
Yeah, he looks great.
He does look good.
I mean, his legs look way better than the rest of his body.
Yeah. But that's the best he's ever.
I would guess most people's legs look better than the rest of their body.
But his legs are so tiny.
He looks good.
I mean, his calf muscles got to be through the roof.
I didn't know he was so big in business outside of being a pastor, too.
Yeah.
Well, that makes this more okay for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look up TD Jakes' net worth.
Yeah. Stupid.
I bet.
One of his books sold crazy. I mean, it was the best time.
They got him at 20 mil.
Oh, that's not, I thought all more. Right,
well, but he said, make your first million, you're allowed to say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Alex, you're allowed to say those things.
Absolutely.
If you have that.
Yep. Yeah, billion, you're reaching.
Billion, make your second burn. Yeah. I mean, billion is that's so much money, dude.
Yeah, keep that out your mouth, bro.
Yeah, hey. But wouldn't you say, I was talking to a friend at the comedy club, and she was talking about that new what's that guy's name, that he's like, he's been on Rogan a couple times, that black guy that just runs, and he's like, get your life together.
Exactly, you're talking about Goggins.
David Goggins. To get your life together.
Yeah.
So we were talking, and she gets up and is going to she goes to the gym every morning at like 5:30. Every morning goes to the gym at 5:30, and just like, and has been inspired by this guy to like change. And you go, well, I guess that's good.
It's amazing. Yeah, that's great.
And he's like, you're trash. Like, you got to and I wake up at 9:30 and I'm feeling bad about myself.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. I mean, we sleep till.
I mean, you don't want to know what's
on the bus. This guy sleeps all kind of
day. I sleep so much. I have such a bad reputation because I'd be so sleepy.
Yeah, he'd be sleeping a lot.
You wake up in the PM?
Yeah. Nice. Well, on the tour bus, you just have a bunk in there, like a cubby.
Yeah.
And it takes you to a different world.
Bro, you in a coffin, bro. You sleep so good.
Yeah, you wrapped up.
That's wild.
Let's wrap this up with some emails.
Yeah, bro. Let's hit some.
What do we got?
We got a lot of emails this week.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to a couple of them.
All right. So here's this is Caden S. Caden says, couldn't agree more with the take that meeting someone for coffee is the worst coffee.
Oh, yeah, bad coffee.
I'm a high school guy and have met for coffee one time in my whole life. It was with my girlfriend of over a year at the time, and I broke up with her in the car after meeting for coffee at Starbucks.
Yo, that's tough.
Long story short, I completely agree with John that meeting for coffee is the worst situational coffee possible.
Yeah, we talk about situational coffees, like some of them are like that. I go, meeting someone for coffee just for the sake of coffee. If you're gonna sign a business deal, that's in the boardroom, that's at the office.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go make something, create a piece of content, you're doing to meet for coffee.
Yeah.
At a coffee shop, nothing productive happening. Mm. This guy says he's being productive. I guess he's broken up.
Yeah, he was productive.
Yeah, he kind of did this to himself. Could have been a better situation.
Imagine calling a girl to break up with her, inviting her to coffee, and then not having the guts to do it the whole cup.
Yeah.
And just be like, so what else?
You in the car dropping her off.
And he's like, oh, by the way.
She's like, I'll see you next week. And you're like, well. Bye, babe.
No, you won't.
And, they block, and then your texts start turning up green. Like, yeah. My texts are green now.
What happened?
Yeah, it's about he's supporting us. We like that guy. That's what's not going to say his name because we don't out him.
We did, but okay.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Katie, but, well, first name basis.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
All right. The girl's listening to this. She's crying.
Robert K. Hey, John, I'm a firefighter in the Vancouver area of Canada. And yes, some fire halls still have poles. Ooh. Most new fire halls do not because it's faster if the bedrooms are on the first floor and poles are dangerous.
That makes sense.
That does make sense.
You're like, hey, why do they have poles? We asked why they had fire poles. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's stupid.
He says, hoping for calls is something that every firefighter struggles with. Ooh. You want to use your skills that you have to help people, but a call means somebody's probably having a really bad day.
Yeah.
New listener to the show, also a Christian. Find you guys really relatable. Appreciate that.
Because we talked about if you're a firefighter, you'd be bored.
Yeah,
if you work in a 9-to-5 job, you want the drive-through to be stacked because it's more exciting.
It gets you through, yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about like just like
firefighter day chilling.
I think about, I was talking about road rage. I was just driving and then the guy started like tailing me and I was like going to fight him.
Yeah.
And it was exciting. And I was like, really? Dude, I was like tailing with him. He was passing me. I was passing, we were slamming on. I bet that's like a firefighter. You sit there for a whole 10-hour shift.
Yeah.
I bet you're hoping the phone
rings. It's us on the bus.
Yeah. You're hoping the phone rings.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you go, yeah. I didn't think about it. It was the worst day of their life.
Probably. Yeah, that's not good.
But I go, you want to go, what if it's an abandoned building?
Nice.
That was already set for.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It was an abandoned building. It was already set for demolition.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was, if this fire gets out of control, it might spread to the neighbor's house and burn those.
Right.
So you stopped it. You weren't really in danger, but you were excited.
That's because
you put out the fire.
Yeah.
That's how much quicker would a pole be versus stairs? I mean, it can't be like in the grand scheme.
In the grand scheme of how much house you're saving from the fire.
We're talking about seconds. Yeah, that's
if that.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
But I always know they have like their boots sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like sitting. You just jump in it.
Mm. Yeah,
because I always drove past it. I thought it like the rapture had happened.
What? Because all their stuff is laid out.
Yeah, all their clothes are. That's like in the Christian
that was
movies.
So stupid.
The Christian movies growing up, they would just go into the mall and everybody's clothes would be there.
Alex laughed at that so hard.
It's so dumb.
That was a rapture.
Rapture, dude.
All right, next one, Terry W.
Terry.
Didn't think I'd be emailing in, but yet here I am. First, love the podcast. Light listening. Honestly, wish you had more each week. I wanted to comment about loitering during a kid's sporting event. So my father lives 2 hours away in a rural community. He is a retired widow, and we have no family in the area. His grandchildren are toddler age and hours away, so he often attends local school sporting events. Not to be a creep, but he's alone and enjoys sports and frankly has nothing else to do. He'd gladly strike up a conversation if someone would talk to him, but he usually just sits by himself and watches. So I feel like there could be a good reason for someone without kids to be at a sporting event.
Because I said...
You said your uncle.
No, I said loitering is the scariest thing because you go outside of a gas station or what's that guy doing there?
Yeah,
in a parking lot? And all the signs always say no drinking, no drugs, no prostitution, no loitering.
And like no chilling.
No
standing
here.
Yeah.
Because that precedes a crime every time.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? So
he said his uncle goes and watches kids. Because
I go,
games?
What if you're at a kids game and there's a guy with no kids there? Mm-hmm. And this proves my point. This is not loitering.
Right.
So you go, hey, what are you doing here? And say exactly that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you go, what's your name? See you next week.
Got it.
You come to every game you want to.
Yep.
I still be like, yeah, you should probably.
No.
You should probably hit the road. Don't
There's it? Adults playing online. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? On that. TV. Yeah.
If you lived.
Because if you think about a kid's game.
Yeah.
It's not entertaining.
A high school football game.
Kind of. I mean, if you're in high school.
What is it?
But if you're grown and you're like, yeah, college, I can't really get into. Professional, I'm not a big fan of professional, but high school,
dude,
love a good high school game.
Tell me that I could be wrong in this. I'm not sure.
Okay,
in like not New York City, LA. We're not talking about those cities.
Yeah,
in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do people still go to the high school Friday night?
No doubt.
Yes,
the people that live there.
Yes.
Yes.
So you're like my sister-in-law's mom's from Calhoun, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like my sister-in-law's graduated 10 years. She loves Calhoun High School football.
Yep. Yeah.
And still goes.
And she's married with kids.
Well, the kids are out of the house.
But she's married.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but your uncle's
this
chilling.
This guy's wife died. You can't take
that's
away
that's true. I'm not
game
saying
card
think,
for that.
Yeah, I think there's a big difference though between the high school game. Because the high school game, you're right. In a small town, that is a social.
Everybody
game.
Goes
Everyone's
to that,
there.
I think.
Like, that's what Friday Night Lights is. It's
yeah,
that.
Everybody exactly. go.
But a kid's game?
Yeah, bro. Come on now.
You go see like some 10-year-olds yeah, play bro. Like T-ball or something?
All right. He said kids sporting event. Let's, yeah. We should set
come
a cap.
Come on, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, so where's kids. The line? There it is. Where's
I'm
the line?
I'm over here with it. I'm over here. I'm like, nah.
You're saying high school only.
No, I'm saying, what are you doing there?
You're saying we got sports at home. Go home.
Yeah. How old are you? Watch it on the TV.
What you can't. Yeah, you can't.
You can
say,
only watch athletes older than you.
Yeah.
Well, you can't say you like basketball because watch it on TV.
Yeah. If you're
if you like
grown,
basketball, watch LeBron.
Right.
If you're an adult and you like watching kids, that's not like a oh look at these kids talent show kind of thing. It's a little weird.
I went to
and
my
you don't have kids.
My buddy. I went to his kid's game.
Yeah.
I would sit with him, obviously.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it was
it's entertaining.
But I know the kid though. I know
exactly,
the kid.
Right.
And yeah. I enjoyed watching him because I know him.
But mm-hmm. you wasn't like, I gotta come back next week, see who
without
makes
the
it to the tournament.
No.
Like Michael's
no.
my favorite player.
No, I
he's great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah I did
you got
that.
His jersey on?
Like, yeah. I didn't do that.
Number
I felt,
seven when he
I
turns
felt a
five.
Little
he has a good future ahead
say,
of him.
I knew him when he was in the yeah. T-ball.
Nice. When he was five, I used to go to your games, buddy.
He's like, who are you?
You don't even know. I'm your Uncle John.
He's like, are you related to me?
Just call
his name?
Me Uncle John.
Who's the Indiana coach that threw the chair on the...
Bobby Knight?
Bobby Knight.
Yeah.
Because I went to my buddy's. His daughter was... His daughter's probably 8 or 9. He's playing basketball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bobby Knight had a joke. He said, what would you want to do if you had an hour left to live? And he goes... I would watch girls basketball because it's going to be the longest hour of my life. Yo.
Bobby
that's
Knight,
so
man.
Funny.
That's
so funny. Because that Knight. Is hilarious.
That's so funny.
I remember going to my sister's game when she was little and they would just hold the ball and run.
Yeah, just run around.
Back
yeah.
and forth.
I wonder, this is going to be strange to bring up. I don't know yeah. if it's going to be strange
no,
to bring,
bring
up.
It up.
Well, when I was in college.
Uh-oh.
So I went to Sanford. Like yeah. I would feel some kind of way going to the girls volleyball games
yeah
and the softball games
yeah
I felt like kind of like a creep
yeah
and I they were my friends
volleyball yeah. for sure
well we talked about that before in here like
yeah. okay word I'm glad y'all talked about that
yeah. what are you going to the volleyball games for
yeah. yeah
like the girls they look great they're in spandex yeah. and you're like we shouldn't be here
mm-hmm. yeah
we're
that's why you're going I mean let's be real
that's why but just say that's why you're
games?
Going
yeah that's
just
why
say that's why you're going
yeah
and then but like you go if you're going like That's a I went to school there. There was home games. The girls were friends of mine. They were like, come to the game.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right.
He was like, they fine.
I'm like, going. I have enough in my bag.
Yeah.
To someone's like, well, now if I start going to the road games and if they're not one of them's not my girlfriend,
yeah, yeah,
you can't
bro.
Come.
you can't come.
You can't yeah. super fan of volleyball.
No,
you can't. Yeah. yeah.
You
now
can't.
If they're children.
Yeah,
you can't. Oh
well,
man. That,
well, yeah. Well, it's the same type of. He's saying I'm not loitering because I have a card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and if you go, I have a card. This girl lives in my dorm and she needed a ride. All right.
Yeah.
Or like what? Mm-hmm. What card are you?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you
yeah.
can't say softball. I like because if you liked it, watch baseball.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's better.
Yeah,
it's a better product. But
yeah.
if the women are hot,
yeah,
you'd be like. It's like me and my two frat buddy, like, got, or like, but we're not saying we're not here for any other reason.
Yeah,
like,
both things can be true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Both things
yes.
can be true.
Both
you can like true. Volleyball and acknowledge that they look
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then
yeah.
where's the line on how many games you can go to before it's a problem?
Yeah, you can go to home games.
Okay.
You go to home
only
games.
Home games.
Home.
How many? Can you go
games.
To every home game?
If
you
it's
go to a 12
every home game,
game season.
No,
you,
go
everyone?
You can't go to everyone. You gotta yeah. go, you can't go, you can't go in consecutive.
Yes.
You got to skip every other week.
Yeah.
Rivals, you can go to the rival.
Rival okay, games, yeah, you can go yeah, to the yeah, rival yeah, games. Yeah.
Okay.
But like the, you can't, yeah, can't go on the road. If you graduate, no. immediately gone.
Yeah,
gone.
Can't
you
go
immediately
back.
Cannot come back.
Can't yep. go back.
No.
Yeah.
Can't, but no, 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 no.
Yeah.
Especially if you're, if you, we graduate high school.
Yeah.
We're in college. Cannot. Can't go back to the, no. No.
Yeah.
You go back to homecoming.
Yeah,
homecoming. Bam.
There's no homecoming volleyball games.
There's no homecoming. Thanksgiving Day football games. You can do that.
You go to the alumni
yeah, yeah.
game.
Thanksgiving, Christmas. Oh, there's not really.
That's hilarious. We should have people we submit. Yeah. Am I allowed to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. On the net. We'll see on the net.
Yeah. Is this okay?
Is this allowed?
That's the segment. It's where's the line? How many can you?
Well, my buddy has his kids play sports, and he's like, I like to hang out with my buddy. He's like, dude, Saturday afternoon, I can't, but I got the game. We come chill at the game. We'll talk about whatever. I like it. But if his kids are playing, but he's like, I had to drop him off for the game. I can't go. I got to go back. I can't go.
No. Why would you want to go?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't, but I can't. Yeah. Yeah, you can't do that.
You text him, bro, I'm here.
Yeah.
They're doing great.
You're doing great, yeah.
You'd be like, what are you doing there? Just want to come watch your kids play, man.
Try taking some video to send back to him.
Yeah.
Hey, sir.
Yeah.
By yourself.
My team's got a bye this week. I thought I'd go walk down to the baseball
field.
My team.
If you were... Yeah, there could be to the emailer's credit.
Yeah,
could be a reason for anybody.
Yeah, of course.
Like, because we said last week, like, what if the guy was like, "Well, I sodded this field. I'm coming to see if the field is tearing up, or I put a new piece of fertilizer in here. And you go, all right, good.
Yeah,
you're good.
But how many weeks do you need to go check the sod?
He's like, I checked the sod.
Hey, you've been checking sod for the last 6 weeks, dude.
Yeah.
I think it's good.
Yeah. But this is good until it's not.
Yeah, but that's the same thing as the volleyball. You go, dude, I did like volleyball. You're like,
It's
15%. Uh-huh. Where you're like, are you here to watch these girls? No. Yeah, you are. And he goes, I kind of think these girls are hot. Also, I live in the frat house that's 100 yards from here. Like, all right, see you next week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you come into a lot of games.
Eventually, somebody will go, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
And then it's time to not be there anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that's always like, what?
Yeah.
Like, if you go, like, the CEO of the company, you know, they're traveling with, you know, everybody's got to go to the business meeting, but like, they had like drinks in like his room. You just go, like it's probably.
Yeah, it's okay.
Huh. Yeah, you just go, huh. Like it's probably, it just puts that's up a little.
That's interesting. Yeah.
And women are better at this. Mm-hmm. The little like.
I feel like they're not sometimes.
You think not?
Sometimes they, like it takes a man to be like, no,
Nah. Yeah, good point. We're not doing that.
Yeah. Don't go in his room. You know what I mean? Like, no, just sometimes, like not always.
So but they can spot it in us.
Yes.
In a second, for sure.
Right.
Yeah, no, like no, the guys of it. No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
She got my girlfriend. I don't like you. He's not. Don't hang out with him.
That's facts.
What? No. He's like, no. This guy. No. I go. All right. Yeah. You're probably right.
That's facts. Yeah.
I got one more.
Yeah. Here you go. This is from Caitlin R. She says, "I'm going to keep this short and sweet." That's
three paragraphs. I'll tell you right now.
What is Andrew looking at the whole time you guys are filming? I used to.
So funny.
I used to always listen to the pod, but I have recently started watching them on YouTube. Thanks, Caitlin. And every time it cuts to Alex and Andrew, Andrew is just staring at something slightly out of frame. And most of the time, he is expressionless, aside from the random smirks or laughs. I would assume he is monitoring the cameras and what they are capturing.
Yep.
So does that mean he's sitting there staring at himself the whole time? I just got to know.
And what camera is she looking at? This one?
He's got all of them in front.
But
that one points at us.
And you can't see what he's looking at.
No, he's looking at the screen.
Andrew, do you want to answer?
Yeah. Yeah, Andrew. Andrew, what are you looking at?
I'm producing the episode.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Live.
Oh,
that's producing it live.
Yeah.
So he's cutting in between the cameras.
Yeah.
So when I talk versus you talk, he's.
Yeah. He's doing the cutsy-wutsies.
We got three cameras in here.
Mm-hmm.
He's cutting in between.
Word.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, behind the scenes.
I just think it's funny. She's paying attention.
That's a hilarious email.
That's great.
Yeah. We got one more?
Yeah. This is from Jez.
Yeah.
Hello, John and Alex. My name is Jeziah, and I'm 19 years old. I got two things.
19, come through.
I'm on, this is about solo dining. That Sarah was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm on Sarah's husband's side.
We on his side too, weren't we?
I think certain scenarios.
This girl emailed and said, why does my husband always want to go dine alone? And we go, why are you making it? Why does he want to go dine alone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we said.
Because you asked too many questions. No, I'm playing.
Just let the man eat.
He can't get some peace.
I've eaten alone at restaurants many times in all different settings, bar area, middle of the restaurant, and fast food. Okay. It's the most relaxing thing ever.
Mm.
I feel pretty proud when I say table of one. It's peaceful being in the restaurant alone.
Yeah.
Also, if I was part of the pay for the person behind you drive-through line, that's the pay it forward thing that we were talking about. I'm taking the free food and not paying for the person behind me. Free food, I'm taking. It's the same thing as take the $50 or double it and give it to the next person videos. I'm taking that $50.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was talking about. Okay, you know those videos?
Yeah, pay
it
forward.
It goes, you want to, they go around the mall and they go, we have $5. Do you want to take it?
Yeah.
Or double it?
Yeah.
Take it.
And give it to the next person. Yeah.
Everybody should take it.
Yeah.
What? Or unless you know the other person, to go double it and split it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a double that's worth, you know what I mean?
If
like
you
five,
go,
it's like,
we
right.
have $5,000. Take it or if you don't take
give
that.
Give me that money.
Take it.
Yeah.
And then like the person is outed for being selfish.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I've seen a lot of them that don't do that though. They don't out the person. They're like, all right, congrats. Here you go. Like it's fine. Cause yeah, okay. I think it does get to a point where it's like, hey.
I saw one with the Down syndrome kid.
Dude.
He took it.
Good.
It was $4. Should.
$4? Nice.
Yeah. Oh, $2 double, give it to the next person. Give me that $4.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
You should probably double it and then just hang around until that number grows
a you
little
bit get
more and then swoop back in
and come back in. I'm back. Take it. Yeah. Take it.
Yeah.
Well, everybody at the mall is on break from a job they get paid $12 an hour to do.
That's facts.
So if I said, here's $12, do you want to take it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's an hour. Yeah.
You're a net positive for the day.
Yeah.
That's facts.
Yeah, why wouldn't and every yeah? She's
I got
saying,
two things about this though.
All right, the drive-through.
Well, the like the first off, his name.
What Josiah?
Yeah,
his friend of the Bible.
First is that really in the
First
Bible?
First Corinthians 4. No, I'm just kidding. like, yo, didn't
my
know
man got clowned in high school.
Yeah.
Second off, no, he's probably. A serial killer. How Josiah? Do you eat by yourself, bro? Yeah. That's weird. Do you ever eat by yourself?
We said it's not okay.
I hate eating by myself.
The only time that people said it was okay is if you fast food over lunch and you're on your lunch
break.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But still, I would do it in my car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. You do it in your, yeah.
I would do it in my car because I would like to listen to something.
Mm-hmm. You are a serial killer.
If you're going in to like a Jimmy John's and like sitting in there.
Bro, you're crazy.
Nah, dude.
That's how Ted, what's his name? Bundy? Jeffrey Dahmer was doing people.
Ted Bundy.
He was going to Jimmy John's,
and he was picking solo diners.
He was picking solo diners.
Come on, this way. I haven't solo dined. I mean, maybe the airport.
It's been a minute for me.
But I would still sit at the bar.
Right.
Yeah, I sit at the bar.
But a lot of people said if you're sitting at the bar, you appear to be like an alcoholic.
Yeah, I strongly disagree with that.
Yeah, because you sit in a bar at like 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
You go, oh, that person's an alcoholic. But everybody at the bar is not drinking.
At least the alcoholic's cool. You know what I mean? At least it's like, oh, that dude's
he's
cool.
Chill.
Like,
he's got a story.
Yeah,
he's got something.
Yeah,
there's
I've
something there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going through it.
Next to the guy at the bar sitting at the solo diner.
That's fact.
Guy at the bar.
What?
Yeah.
Guy at the bar.
For and, sure. And the bartender is always like chill to talk to people.
Facts.
Right.
I'll tell you this one story. This is probably when I was in. So Aaron Weber, I don't think he would care if I said this. Aaron Weber smokes cigarettes.
Yeah.
And I back in 2019 liked to drink, loved to drink actually.
Yeah.
And we were both.
Yeah, we heard.
No, Yo, chill, dude.
Yeah.
He was like, y'all aren't going to believe this.
I want to share. Yeah. I just want to get something off my chest.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We saw.
Go ahead, John.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So we were doing the Albany Funny Bone,
nice.
Which is like a up in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Terrible city.
Yeah.
We were at the
Albany, New York.
We're at the Hilton Garden Inn.
Yeah.
For 3 nights. We're sitting there. And we get done with the show. The show's fun. All right. So he goes, we get back at like, I would say 10 o'clock. There's show at 8 o'clock. We got back at 10, go to the hotel. I was like, all right, dude, see you tomorrow. I go into my hotel. He goes in the hotel. I'm laying there 11, 12, 1. And I'm like, I got to drink. I have to.
Yeah.
And everybody relate to this that's been in the darkness. And I was like, I looked up and there was a bar within walking distance. It was open to like 2. I was like, if I leave now, I can walk down there 2 blocks, get a couple drinks, be good, fall asleep.
Word.
I'm like, I should call Aaron to see if he wants, but I was like, I don't want him to think that I'm an alcoholic. So I'm just going to, and I walk out of the hotel and he's smoking. Outside, yeah. Meaning he goes, yeah, we're both like, hey, we're going.
Exactly.
We're our best selves. We're going to read the Bible, call our girlfriends, go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then we go, we're all sitting there. That same. The devil starts talking to you.
You guys did the Spider-Man meme to each other. Like,
yeah.
You're out here too,
Dad. Yeah. And I go, I'll get out there. I'll just have a couple drinks. And I get, it was like that bonded me to that guy forever.
That's why.
And I always tell that story. And we just kind of like, because I don't smoke. Yeah. He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
So he just goes,
yeah.
I go, I'm go. He goes, yeah, it's a tell.
That's funny.
Isn't that wild?
That's awesome.
Yeah. And when the day I got canceled, I was sitting on my rooftop and he was there.
Oh, that's wild. Yeah. Man. Him, that's what's up, man.
Dustin Nickerson, my parents, and DJ Michael and David Troyer.
That's what's up, man.
And my brother.
That's wild. Dope.
Yeah. I'm friends with that guy for life, dude.
That's awesome, man. That is a thing. Like when the show's over.
Yeah.
And we're in the hotel. Yeah. It's like,
hey.
Yeah, man. That's funny, Loki.
As Theo Vaughn would say, it's a dark art.
It's a dark art. Nightclub performers, bro.
Well, we out here. We're headed out to see. We're headed out into America to see you. Caleb Elliott, myself, and Derek Weber also be with us. That
Stroop.
Emotionalist. What did I say?
Derek Weber.
Aaron Weber. Derek Stroop is coming with us.
Yeah.
Straight killers. Net positive. Maybe we'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure. It was a little weird, but on the net. It was a positive. It was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.